LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's good evening.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
This is the part of the show where I'd normally be playing funny clips over the song. Sadly, I've not bothered to get my clips file out of the computer yet. I'm sorry.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Touch my bum, touch my bum. Touch my bum.
These days are
it's a male Anne Robinson. Anyway, why not? Why the hell not? It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Here's a test for you. Here's a test for you. Can someone call in and tell me how to spell swap? Well, this is the first thing for you. 0845 6060973. How do you spell swap? Let's say line two.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Do me a favour.
Yes.
Spell swap.
S-W-A-P.
You're saying S-W-A-P?
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to make any other points this evening on the radio?
Oh, no, that was it, thanks.
Thanks very much. Can someone else call in and spell swap for me? Let's try this one. Line one.
S-W-A-P.
Oh, yeah, line one. And he's bottled it. Okay, that's fair enough. 0845 6060973 is the telephone number. Phone up and spell swap for me. That's all we're doing for the first couple of minutes of the show. Literally, the first couple of minutes.
Ask Alex.
Well, let's ask him, shall we? Alex?
Ow.
Yeah?
How do you spell swap?
S-W-A-P.
Okay. Ask your mate you brought in with you.
Yeah, what's his name again?
I don't know. You brought him in.
It's Chris.
Okay. Okay, Clive. How do you spell swap?
S-W-A-P.
Okay, I'm going to take a couple more. Line three.
Brody!
Okay, that's not helpful. Let's try line one.
Yes.
Can you spell swap?
S-W-O-P. I just looked up in the dictionary.
You've looked... Is S-W-O-P, that's a dictionary definition, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not, it's a spelling. Let's try... Line six.
Spelling swap. S-W-A-P. I have an L-O-B with honours, first class. Good evening.
Thank you very much. Where's Chris gone now? Look, we've got a call on line 11. Can you take it, Alex? Maybe they want to come through. I don't know. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. If he wants to come through, he's more than welcome to. We're spelling swap, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try this one. Line 8, can you spell... Oh, no, they've gone. Line 7, can you spell swap?
S-W-U-P.
Yeah, right, now you're just taking the mic there.
It's your buckle, wicker, buckle, wicker, wicker, wicker,
okay, right, let's try... line 6.
S-W-O-P.
You've been on three times. Go away. Oh, well, let's try this one. Is this Antigua?
Yes, it is.
You're in Antigua?
Yes.
Can you spell swap for me?
S-W-A-P.
Well, thanks for calling up from Antigua for that.
Hi, Ian. They move your time, you know, on 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, well, they moved my time about 10 months ago.
Okay, because yeah, I used to listen to you from, I think it was 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. That was in the year 2006.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is Bill in the Charles. I used to listen to
him. Do you live in Antigua now?
Yes, I'm back in Antigua.
Can I come and stay with you?
Sure, it's 9 minutes after 2 here, and it's 9 minutes after 7.
Well done there. So I'm guessing, what's that, 5 hours?
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks for that. It's nice to know that you're listening to Antigua.
You know, you're sounding very good. I mean, you're sounding very clear, just like if I'm still in London.
Well, isn't that fan-dabby-dozy? Yeah. Well, send my love to Antigua.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. That's a woman phoned up from Antigua to spell the word swap. Now, I would spell swap S-W-A-P, but as what do you want?
S-W-O-P.
But how is it S-W-O-P? Oh, she's gone. I'm reading Britain's worst newspaper, the Daily Mail. It's awful. Oh, what's the front page? Was it Diana, I'm guessing? Yeah, it's Diana. Diana, there we go. Of course it is. There we go, Diana. So, and it's got a thing in here. I don't even know what the story is, because I was so thrown by the... let's just take one more of these, because Chris, any time you want to start working on this show, you're more than welcome to. It'd be good if you get some calls. Line four.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
Okay, that's not right. Okay, yeah, line one.
Yeah?
What do you want?
I can't ring anymore.
Why?
I've got to go out.
Good, well, go out. Stop ringing me.
Right, okay, bye.
Okie dokie, right, well, there we go. Did we get that one? Right, so, the thing is, I can't find the thing in the newspaper now. That's why you shouldn't be talking to sports correspondents, you should be taking phone calls, you see? What did he want?
It was Helen behind the glass.
What did she...
And the identity of John Cushion.
Really? She won't tell us about the crack she saw today, will she?
No, she's been very secretive.
Helen saw a massive crack today, and she says, oh, no, I'm not going to tell you about it. And I've got... Anyway, there's a thing in the Daily Mail, and they spelt swap with an O, and it has blown my mind. It's blown my mind. How can they spell it with an O? I didn't want to do the whole show about spelling swap with an O. Oh, Alex, you haven't got a screwdriver, have you? Like a tiny little Phillips?
In the car.
Nice.
Is that too far away?
Well...
Who's that fella?
Well, it's Mr. Echo from Lost, and he talks, apparently, but to open it up, I need to have a tiny screwdriver. I tried it with a knife, and I've knackered the thread.
Well, let me have a look in the break.
Oh, OK, good. It'd be nice to have Mr. Echo talking on the show.
Yeah.
If we could do that. Someone sent it. A friend of mine, Colin, sent it to me. So, Basil...
Oh, sorry, I'm just having a cup of tea. Hello, Ian.
Yes, what's this nonsense about spelling swap with an O?
Well, apparently you can. I was just looking it up in the dictionary.
It's blown my mind.
It's got swap with an A, and if you go to...
swap with an O?
No, it says a variation of swap with an A.
But I've never seen... I'm 34 years old, Basil. I'm past it now, I'll admit that. I have never in all my days... Well, I've never in all my days said the phrase never in all my days. But also, I've never seen it spelt with an O. That's incredible.
I can't remember. There used to be that man with a beard...
What?
Who opens boxes. He used to have a swap shop, didn't he?
And Edmunds. His swap shop was with an A, definitely.
I was just trying to think back to my childhood, but I can't remember how that was spelled. So
it was definitely with an A, because then Posh Paws was supposedly swap shop backwards, and that had an A in it.
Well,
Basil, I think we've exhausted that conversation.
We have, really. I don't know. I can't see the point in such a... It's not an exciting word, in having two spellings of it.
Hmm. But we've managed to get a whole quarter of radio out of it.
But you might make it to half past.
We might do our best. Thank you, Basil. Right, 0845 606 0973. That's I doubt there's any more material in the whole swap thing, but anyway, we've got stuff to talk about, but you don't forget, of course, you can call in with anything you want. You know, it's Friday. I've got a massive headache as well, but I thought you said you couldn't call in anymore.
I know, but yeah, I just wanted to say that, do you know that swap shop thing with Noel Edmonds?
The foxtrot thing?
The swap shop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's spelled with an I, actually.
No, I think you find it spelled with an A.
Lauren, can I
ask how old you are?
I'm 13.
Yeah, I'm 34. I watched it. It's spelled with an A.
And what if you're older than me?
Well, cheeky little... I saw it the first time around.
Yeah, and?
It's spelt with an A.
Ian, you're getting too old, your memory's going.
Right, yeah, I'm cutting you off. Spelt with an A. Well, okay. Maybe we can get 30 minutes out of this. Oh, this could be good. You know Swap Shop, how do they spell it? We can get 30 minutes out of this. The word swap. Right, 0845 6060973. And I tell you what we can do. If you've got any stories relating to the word swap, let's be as vague as that. I think we can get away with being as vague as that. Oh, there was a... Chris, there was a question we were going to ask. What was the question we were going to ask tonight?
Was it the one that's top of my list?
Which one's that?
Does love at first sight really exist?
No, I've actually even taken that one off of my list because I thought it was rubbish.
Oh.
Thought it was rubbish, so it's not even on my list anymore.
Still on my list, though.
Okay, well, it's not... my list is the one that's in the studio and is therefore near the microphone, so it's mine that counts. Anyway, oh. What? Please go away.
Sorry.
Thank you. Right, 0845 6060 973. We'll start this show properly when we come back from this. It's Alan Joyce.
Yes.
With a travel.
With an A.
What's happening in
Maida Vale?
No.
Watford?
No. Manor House.
Manor House.
Because I used to live in Endymion Road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just every time it pops up on the radio, I thought, oh, so what's happened? Is it something serious?
No, it's all cleared now. It's an incident.
Oh. Who's on after eight?
Will Gowing.
Okay, he's good.
Yeah. North Circular still closed southbound from Ilford to Barking because of an accident. We've just had that phone in on the jam line, actually, so I do add your updates on that. 08000 68 60 80. Long delays, obviously, building up as you head down from the Redbridge roundabout. The A5 at Maida Vale, of course, still closed in both directions between Harrow Road and Hall Road after a burst water main, so long queues on the A41 between Baker Street and St John's Wood. Green Lane still very slow though, heading southbound from Turnpike Lane towards Manor House following that incident earlier, but the road has now fully reopened. The M25 still looks slow clockwise between 26 and 27. That's Waltham Abbey to the M11. Three lanes are briefly closed from that stretch of the motorway, but it's all reopened there. And Chigwell High Road is still shut both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park, and that's following a burst water main as well. On the tubes just now, delays on the Central Line after a signal failure, and also signalling problems affecting southwest trains with delays of up to half an hour via Rains Park. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. This week on Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
You're on the radio, Rebecca.
Hello there, Nick. Hello. I'm fuming here.
I've got you as Rebecca in Bracknell.
Now, we're just having a conversation. If I meet you in Marks and Spencer's or the pub, I don't come in and say, what about Europe? 08739217777. Your morning exchange with Henk Potts, although funny, is a bit of a farce. I still think your show is great and my TV set's never on in the mornings. We've tried all this hippie tree-hugging crap and we've got nowhere. Let's start locking these kids up.
So what will happen next week? Listen Monday morning from 7. Nick Ferrari at breakfast. LBC 97.3.
Call that a summer? Oh well, there's always next year. Why not do something about it now and visit the Spanish Property Show at the London Olympia this weekend? Come and find out how easy it is to own your very own dream property in the sun. With thousands of stunning beachfront, golf and marina properties from over 200 independent developers, there's so much to choose from. There are thousands of resale properties available too, and prices start from just £95,000. Don't let winter get you down. Visit the Spanish Property Show at the London Olympia from Thursday the 11th to Sunday the 14th of October. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Admission is absolutely free.
Look around you. How many of the people around you right now could become ill at any time? At GlaxoSmithKline, we undertake medical research to develop new drugs for today and tomorrow. We just need you to help us with our clinical trials at our research unit at Clinical Imaging Centre London. You'll be paid for your time and commitment if you take part in a study. So, if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
Don't let winter get you down. Visit the Spanish Property Show at the London Olympia from Thursday the 11th to Sunday the 14th of October. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Admission is absolutely free.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay, we're attempting a radio first by trying to get half an hour radio just out of the word swap. Who knows, we could even do the whole 3 hours. Let's not get too crazy, though. We're arguing about how the word swap is spelt and how the word swap was spelt during Swap Shop. I'm convinced... it had an A. It's all come from some stupid story in the... I don't even know what the story is, but it had the word swap in the title. And it was spelt with an O, not an A. So if you have any stories relating to the word swap, 0845 6060973. Samantha's in Crystal Palace, of all places. Good evening, Samantha.
Hello, sweetheart.
It's the weekend.
Yes, I know, and I'm getting ever so bored with all this nonsense about swap. How on earth did this all start in the first place?
Well, I think I just explained it quite clearly. There's a story in the Daily Mail that has the word...
Daily Mail.
Yeah, which is a rubbish newspaper, that has the word swap in it, but they've spelt it with an O.
Oh, now, yeah, that's right.
What? Is it? What?
That's okay. Well, all I was going to say is...
Yes, Samantha?
Both spellings are completely interchangeable.
Okay.
Both are equally correct. End of story, basically.
So supposing I was to write a book called Swap, 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 and the first swap was spelt with an A, the second swap was spelt with an O, the third swap was spelt with an A, the fourth swap was spelt with an O, that would be all right.
Absolutely correct.
And every time the word swap was used in the book, I would alternate betwixt A and O.
Absolutely, so of course you can.
Well, isn't it a fantastic language?
Pardon? Yes. Isn't it a ridiculous language?
That's the point. That's a better way of saying it.
No, both spellings are equally correct.
How was Swap Shop spelt on the television programme?
I can't remember that. I do remember the programme, but I haven't had a television for years.
Hang on. You've not had a television for years?
No.
Well, it's not been on television for years. It's probably 30 years since it was on? 25 years?
Oh, I'm not that old.
How old are you? You sound about 62.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear.
Well, how old are you?
I'm a lot younger than that.
No, you're not.
It will take 20 years.
You're telling me you're 46?
No, I'm younger than that.
Really? Are you a heavy smoker and a heavy drinker?
I used to be a heavy smoker.
Okay.
But I'm not anymore.
Well done, you. Isn't it better not being a smoker?
I still want to.
Yeah. How long have you not smoked for?
Since January 18th this year.
Oh, this year. Oh, well, then it'll get better.
It hasn't so far.
Well,
I've had a couple of transgressions in the meantime.
What does that mean? When you change sex? What? I don't know. What does that mean?
I've had lapses. Let's put it this way. I've had a couple of lapses.
Oh. Have you seen this big crack?
Mmm.
Are you having a lapse now? It sounds like you're having... What are you doing there?
What?
Are you having a lapse now?
Am I having a lapse now? No. I have an inhalator.
Oh, an inhalator?
Yes, a Nicorette inhalator.
Oh, hang on. You're using one of those and you gave up smoking 10 months ago?
Yes.
Oh, no, Samantha. You might as well carry on smoking again. Because you've not got it. There's a trick...
This gives you a little...
It's got nicotine in it.
Yeah.
It's got nicotine.
Yeah.
You might as well have a fag.
No. 10 puffs of one of these is actually equivalent to 1 puff of a cigarette.
Right. So you're having 100 really... puffs a minute. But, Samantha, you're still inhaling nicotine. You might as well have the joy of sparking up a fag.
No. Because it doesn't have the thousands and millions of chemicals, nasty chemicals.
Do you know what you need to do? Mm. You need to throw that away. You're not using patches, are you?
No.
Right, you need to throw that away. Go and get yourself.
They drove me up the wall. I ripped myself to shreds with them.
Do you know I don't smoke, but I.
Did you used to?
No, I have used.
What, you mean you've never smoked?
Well, but my mum might be listening. I have used Nicorette patches though, or those patches before, because for sleep, if you sleep with one of those on, and I'm not in any way recommending this. This is what I used to do in my crazy youth. They give you the maddest dreams.
Oh, well, they didn't.
Oh,
well,
then you're
full.
What you need to do is you need to throw all of that stuff away, go and get Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking, and then just stop smoking, and then just change your attitude towards it.
But I'm not smoking.
But you're a smoker.
Yes, I know.
You're a smoker, Samantha.
My GP tells me.
GPP?
My general practitioner.
Yes.
He said, your trouble is, you are a professional smoker.
Wow, you can get paid for doing that.
Well, this is what I told him.
I wouldn't mind a bit of that.
I said, excuse me. I don't get paid for it. I pay for my habit. I don't get paid for it.
So the fact that 10 months after giving up, you're still using one of those white pens means you are a smoker and you will smoke again. Mm. You've not got it. I don't want to be harsh on you. You've not got it.
I know.
So,
my boyfriend gave up on March the 4th because I couldn't stop smoking until he gave up.
Yeah, oh, excuses.
And he hasn't bloody well touched one since. He had the patches for 3 months, and he's not touched one since.
Just throw that pen away and just get on with it being normal. You won't need it. I promise you won't need it. I promise you.
Do you?
You don't need it.
That's what he keeps telling me.
You don't need it, Samantha. Throw it away and phone me up. Don't use it at all this weekend and phone me up on Monday and tell me how good you feel.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I'm like Paul McKenna there, the hypnotist fella. I was bending her mind. I bent her mind a little bit. Edwina.
Hi, stranger.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was going to agree with what Samantha said. Both spellings are correct.
Oh, Swap.
And I think Swap Shop was spelt with an A.
It was spelt with an A.
Yeah.
And also,
yeah.
I don't understand this spelling. We're going to get 30 minutes of radio out of the word Swap. I don't believe that you can spell it with an O. I think that's some kind of crazy communist plot.
Oh, right.
It's not right, Edwina. Yeah. Swap, it's an A, Swap.
Yeah. Listen, did you go to the gym today?
Yes, I went to the gym for the first time in about 3.5-4 months.
And did he push you through the mill?
He really put me through the ringer, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I there were two instances when I had to stop and say, I'm going to puke up. But But, now I can say this if I do this delicately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I felt very ill through doing the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it may have been because of my choice of underwear that I nearly threw up.
Oh, may I ask?
Well, you can, and mm-hmm. I think this is, I can sort of get away with this, because mm-hmm. it's medical, not lavatorial. Instead of wearing a boxer
mm-hmm.
that was, you know, is tight,
uh-huh.
I was wearing a loose-fitting short.
Right.
And any gentleman listening to this will know that if a dingle-dangle is knocked at all, there is a feeling of nausea.
Right.
And I think that because I was wearing a loose-fitting short,
mm-hmm.
on two separate incidences, my dingle-dangles were knocked, and it caused me to sweat and feel nauseous. I think that's what it is. So I'm going to go next week and wear a boxer and see if there's a difference.
Does he not advise you, though?
He doesn't tell me what pants to wear, no. He does not say... my trainer does not tell me what pants I should be wearing, no.
Right, because, I mean, I've heard you mention this before.
No, yes.
Nausea. But anyway, so, yeah. What have you got planned this weekend?
Well, tomorrow, I have a lovely weekend. I'm taking my mum to see her new granddaughter for the first time.
Oh, lovely.
So that's good. So we get to hang out with the baby and we get to hang out with Dylan, which will be great. And he's probably in the bath now, so I can say we've bought him a kite.
Oh!
So hopefully the weather will be all right to go and fly. He's obsessed with kites, so we bought him a kite. And then Sunday... watching Battlestar Galactica and playing computer games all flipping day. And
fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it, yes.
Hey, do you know, I had a dream about you. You know, you say you want to go away for a couple of days in the snow.
Yes.
I dreamt that you proposed to Van Dangle in the gondola.
Van Dangle?
Yeah.
Van Dango.
Oh, Van Dango.
Van Dangle, he's an actor.
So, in a gondola type cable car.
No,
it was fantastic.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if I did do that?
Mm.
I'm not going to. Hey, funny you should mention dreams. I last night in my sleep, I wrote a really, really good pop song. A really good pop song.
Mm.
And I woke up and I was singing it. And I thought, in the dream, I thought, oh, why am I singing this? Because someone else has written this. Then I woke up and thought, no one has written this song. I have written this song. And it's I can't remember it now. But it was brilliant, and I woke up and I had a horn arrangement in my head, and I could hear the drums, and everything was great. And that's how Paul McCartney wrote Yesterday, was in his sleep.
So, when you can remember it, can you sing it to us on the radio?
No, I'm not going to sing it. I'm embarrassed. Edwina, I've got to go, but thank you very much for that. If anyone else has written a song while they've been sleeping... Oh, I woke up this morning, it just had number four in the charts written all over it. It could have been a number four smash hit. Anyway... I reckon we can get another 15 minutes out of the word swap on this. 0845 6060 973. Speak to Chris in the Holloway after the latest news.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two. But I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Understand more about yourself, the way you think, behave and communicate with people around you.
Make sense of your world with Psychologies, the first women's magazine that's about what we are really like, not just what we look like.
This month, we have more choices than ever before at work and at home, but many couples are finding their changing roles cause more trouble than they solve. Find out how men and women can understand each other better, and what do we mean by infidelity?
Make sense of your world with Psychologies magazine. New issue, out now. On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30. I'm Holly Holland. A High Court judge has outlawed further strikes planned by postal workers for Monday and Tuesday. The Royal Mail's been granted an injunction banning the Communication Workers Union from going ahead with national walkouts at the start of next week. Three teenagers have been sentenced to up to 5 years in a young offenders institution for their part in the rape of a disabled woman in South London. Croydon magistrates heard how they forced the 32-year-old into an alley in Thornton Heath before assaulting and robbing her. Thames Water have told LBC we're likely to see more flooded streets and homes in London in the future. It comes after a burst mains water pipe created a river of mud running through Maida Vale earlier. Skips were floating down the street at one point. In showbiz, it's a case of beam me up, Simon. British actor Simon Pegg is to play a young Scotty in the new Star Trek film. The movie is a prequel which tells the story of the early days of Captain James T. Kirk and his Starship Enterprise crew. In London's weather, cloudy, misty and murky with some drizzle tonight, but feeling warm with lows of 15 degrees Celsius. And right now in Swiss Cottage, we have 17. The sun rises tomorrow at 7:19 and it'll be cloudy with more rain during the morning on Saturday. Dry weather in the afternoon and highs of 18 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC. It's 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. Big problems now on the North Circular Road to the east of town. It's down to one lane heading southbound from Ilford to Barking because of an accident. And it's causing queues now pretty much all the way back to the M11. So long delays building up there. And it's also looking slow heading up from the Beckton roundabout with onlookers as well. The A5, of course, through Maida Vale is still closed both ways between Harrow Road and Hall Lane following that burst water main you heard about in the headlines there. Looks like the closure will be in for the weekend as well. And it is causing long delays on the A41 between Baker Street and St John's Wood. Green lanes are eating down now southbound from Turnpike Lane down to Manor House following that incident earlier on. The M25 is slow clockwise between 26 and 27 at Waltham Abbey to the M11 following an accident earlier on there. And also just hand in some good news for Chigwell High Road. That has now fully reopened both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park after a burst water main from two nights ago. On the tubes, delays on the Central Line and on the trains, Southwest trains have up to half-hour delay still via Rains Park after a signal failure. LBC 97. Point three travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Time can seem like an eternity when health's involved. That's why the Urgent Care Centre at the Private Princess Grace Hospital provides a walk-in service for minor injuries or medical emergencies. No appointments needed. A doctor will see you as quickly as possible. Standard initial charge £100. The Urgent Care Centre at Princess Grace, close to Baker Street Tube. Open 7 days, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Last patient seen at 7:30 p.m. Over 18s only. Just walk right in. Visit urgentcarecentre.co.uk.
First, clear some space. Next, get a chopping board. Make it heavy. I like marble. Then pick up your mouse, hold the little blighter tight. Then in one swift movement, slam it on the board. Then again. Nice. Then again. And again and again. Oh, work, please.
There is a way to get your IT problems off your hands, whatever size your business. It's called BT IT Manager. It's like an instant breakdown recovery service for your IT with 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts so you can get back to doing what you do best in no time.
Right, that's it. It's the blender for you, sunshine.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT, visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yep. 0845
6060973.
It's the freaking weekend. Baby, I'm about to have me some fun. 0845 6060973. I confidently predict we can get a whole hour out of the word swap. What started off as a throwaway, I just tossed it off. But now we're aiming for the hour of swap. So, any stories concerning the word swap, 0845 6060973, and anything else really. We need to know how swap is spelt in swap shop. And there's other stuff we've got to talk about, but we'll get to it. I did mention as well, if you've ever written a song in your dream, could you phone us up and sing it? Because this song I wrote was brilliant, and it had a brilliant horn section as well. Anyway, it's Chris in the Holloway.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Chris.
Addictive text on the mic. Phone picks up swap with an A, doesn't pick it up with an O.
It doesn't do it with an O?
No.
Well, the mobile phones are the new dictionaries. I don't know.
They're correct, aren't they?
They are. For the first time ever, I've got this new phone, Chris. It's a BlackBerry. Yeah, and for the first time ever, I'm... Sorry?
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, it's good, I like it. It's got a camera on it and it's good.
Yeah.
But for the first time ever, I'm using predictive text. I've never used it before. But it's got a different... The letter spacing... The letters are different on this than they were to my old phone. This is QWERTY keyboard.
Right.
And I don't like predictive text.
Well, I find it quite handy when you're trying to, type a word that you're not really sure how it's spelled.
No, but the thing is, you still have to know how to spell it. Supposing I always struggle, bizarrely, with the word address. I don't know how to spell address. Is it one D or two Ds?
Two Ds.
It's two Ds, is it? Right.
Yeah.
But you need to know that it's got two Ds.
So you can hit the number
three times. So you've got to hit the buttons the right number of times.
Yeah, but then if you get it wrong, you think, well, why has it gone wrong? Then you kind of realise,
If I got it wrong on my old phone, I wouldn't get it wrong, because I'd just spell it how I thought it was spelt, and people would get it, and they would understand it. Now it would say, I'm going to type in address how I spell it, and let's just see what comes up. Hang on a second, let me turn my phone on. This is exciting radio here, as I'm going to use predictive text and something. Hang on,
try swap as well.
Okay, right. Okay, let's go compose SMS. Pretend. Right, so I'm going to spell A-D-R-E-S. S. Oh, well, you can spell it. It's only got one D in.
I always thought it had two.
It's got one D.
And it spelled it correctly. That's what
it's come up. It's given me the options of address or a deras. What's a deras mean?
Oh, no idea.
Okay, so address. So it turns out I can spell address. Anyway, All right, so let's do swap. S-W-O-P. Well, it's got swoo, or it does have swap with an O, but you had to go to it. If I did it with an A, yeah, it comes up straight away. It doesn't look right with an O. I'm not buying this.
Doesn't at all. And I'm sure Swap Shop was with an A.
Of course it was. Chris, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
There we go. The world of predictive texts is... Richard!
Ian. This wasn't what I phoned in about, but I did happen to look up Swap Shop on the net.
Be with you in a second, Barry.
Right, see you.
Good lad.
I did happen to look up Swap Shop on the net, and it's everywhere I look, it's with an A.
Of course it's with an A.
Just to continue your thread of having a whole hour of swaps.
Do you remember Swap Shop, Barry?
Very, very clearly.
Excellent.
Even I remember it, and I'm 32.
Well, I'm 34. I was in the audience of Swap Shop once. For the last series, they had an audience, and I was there. There's about me and, 15 other kids, and I'd love to get a copy of it. The Carpenters were on there. This is the bill, right? Listen to this, Barry.
Yes.
The Carpenters.
Yes.
Sarah Brightman.
Radio.
Bernie Clifton and his Comedy Ostrich.
They're lovely.
And do you know what? I've just realised who else was on there. I've never made this connection.
Sue Pollard.
No, Barry Court.
Whoa.
He was on there. Well, isn't that funny how it all links up?
Court did do a number of children's programmes.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, Court with Children was one of his.
I don't remember that one.
No.
Oh, was that the one where he was in court?
Yeah, that was something.
And he sentenced children to hard labour.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't like that. No. I thought it was a bit dark.
It was a bit dark, but this is before the days when political correctness went mad.
We're going to hell in a handcart.
Of course we are.
Anyway, Barry, it's not your turn. Sorry, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Richard.
Right, well, actually, now Barry is there.
Yes.
I mean, the one I've actually phoned in about...
Go on.
I think I wanted Ian's input on it, but now that you're there,
right.
I think you're an expert, judging by what I've heard from you over the last year and a half.
Yeah, right.
Get to the point, Richard.
Yeah, come on.
Barry's not long for this world.
Yeah, that's a very long preamble.
I mean, I was very surprised just before the quarter past travel.
Yeah, are you getting there, or...?
When you
nearly
just,
there.
This topic, I couldn't believe
it. Get it out.
Did you hear me then?
I am going to have my dinner soon, so chop chop.
Well, I mean, Chris put out the topic, which Ian dismissed,
right.
Of Love at First Sight.
Love at First Sight, we're there, yes, go on.
Well, I was wondering what you were talking about, anyway. What Chris meant by Love at First Sight.
Speak English, man! What do you want to know?
Now I'm speaking to the legend, Barry.
Yes, what do you want to know?
Well, what is Love at First Sight?
Oh, thank you. Well, look, what was your name again?
Richard.
Richard, the thing is, love comes in many guises, my friend. Very many guises. My wife is hideous. When I first met her, no, of course I didn't fancy it. No one in their right mind would. Love? God, I couldn't even bear to look at her. But, over a period of time, You get used to someone and you begin to realise, I ain't going to get nothing better, and I've settled for her. That's a sort of love in a way, isn't it?
But love at first sight exists, so Barry, you have to recognise. Chris doesn't think it exists, but it does exist.
Well, you're very wet behind the ears. Ian.
Well, I mean, what I've read in books and websites over the years,
oh yeah,
is that there are two kinds of people.
Right.
There's
men and women. Yes, we know that. I'm aware of that.
Well, some people they always fall in love really dramatically to start with, like you have a love at first sight, and then they get disappointed after a while, and then they sort of break up. And those sort of people are the sort of people who, you know, have a good new partner every 6 months.
Yeah, there's put it about a bit is another word.
That's the unfortunate way of being.
You say you go on websites. If you want that sort of thing, there are a great many websites that cater for that need, Richard.
Well, but let me finish what I was going to say.
Oh, the boot's on the other foot now. Go on, yeah.
If you're like... Chris sounds like he's actually the ideal type of person.
Yes.
What?
Are you a gay man?
Because if you're...
Answer the question,
if
Richard.
If you don't believe in love at first sight...
Yes.
Then you will fall in... You're the sort of person who gradually...
Yeah.
Into a relationship, and those are the sort of relationships that last.
What?
Yes.
Believe that. Does Ian believe that, and does Barry believe that?
Never get a job as a raconteur.
Are you saying he's no Peter Ustinov?
You're no Peter Ustinov.
You asked. I just said that for you.
You're Peter Adinov. You see.
What?
No,
I don't get it.
No, but you're supposed to. Has he gone?
I'm still there.
Oh God, but. Are you a romantic man?
Perhaps that's the problem. Probably I'm too romantic.
Oh, well, you know, there's not enough romance in this world.
How does the romance manifest itself in your life, Barry?
Well, basically, it was just after the war. There was a lot of misery about.
Yes. No, you didn't have any eggs or bananas?
I didn't see bananas till 1978.
Why?
My wife used to eat them all from Watford Market before I'd had a chance to see them. I saw my eyes nearly popped out of my head.
You saw a banana?
Yeah, 1978. We just watched Starsky and Hutch, and I was waiting for Match of the Day to come on. And Aunt Margaret was chomping away on something, and I said, what was that? She says, it's a banana, Barry. And I said, well, you don't have to let it slide down in one go. Try masticating, you know. And that was it, really, but I made that up. Did you guess?
Well, Richard, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Richard.
You've answered the question yet?
No, that's it. No, no. Bye.
Barry, what do you want?
I can't remember. I think it was something about your dingle dangle, but I can't remember now.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Right, it's June in Bedfont.
I am.
Hello. Oh, good.
Well, I think I am.
Hello, June, you're right.
Yeah, I am. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's Friday, June. I mean, tomorrow is Saturday, and that means the day after that is Sunday. That means 2 days of not doing any work.
Well, that should be all right, shouldn't it?
Should be pretty darn good. I'm looking forward to it.
I hate to tell you, but the Oxford Dictionary says there's two D's in address, so I'd change your predictable phone or something.
Well, hang on a minute. Oh, this is why I can't spell address. Let me write it down.
A-D-D-A-D-D-R-E-S-S.
Oh, no. Let me go to the predictive text again. Oh, well, address doesn't look right. A-D-D-R-E-S-S. Oh, yeah, that is... But then how come it says...
The only thing I can think of is sometimes they have American spelling, which are slightly different. That's the only possibility. But as far as England's concerned, as far as I know, we still do the two D's.
Mm. Mm. All right, June. Well, thank you for that.
Oh, don't mention it. Anytime.
There we go. A lovely lady. That's cleared that up. Right. OK. Cool. Flipping it. It's an odd one tonight, but it's OK. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We'll sort it. Any stories? Just the word swap it's like I've given you an essay and the title is swap and you can interpret that any way you see fit. Well, I guess we can do love at first sight. Chris doesn't believe it exists. Well, it does, doesn't it? Well, I've fallen in love at first sight.
It's not a scientific thing, is it?
Well, it's not a scientific thing saying not.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Oh, OK. You've dialed someone in, it's their answer phone. I can hear. Right, so, 0845 6060 973. More of your calls after this. It's the Travel News Now with Alan Joyce.
And the North Circular Road is looking very slow now, going southbound from the M11 down towards Ilford because of an accident. Just one lane's open on the southbound side now between Ilford and Barking, and it's causing queues as well heading northbound from the Beckton roundabout. The A5 through Maida Vale is still shut both ways between Harrow Road and Hall Road following that big burst water main from this morning. Looks like the road will be closed all weekend and into next week, so I'm afraid you're going to have to get used to the diversion routes there. The A41 especially looking busy between Baker Street and St John's Wood. Thank you, Mark, for all your updates on the M25. A series of problems on the northern stretch. Very slow clockwise between 26 and 27. That's Waltham Abbey to the M11. Firstly, it was an accident blocking three lanes. That's now been cleared, but now there's a breakdown in the outside lane just after junction 26. Chigwell High Road, though, has fully reopened both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park after a burst water main from earlier. On the tubes, just the one problem. The central line has delays. On the trains, though, the Docklands Light Railway is now suspended between Lewisham and Cross Harbour because of an incident at Cutty Sark, and Southwest trains have delays of up to half an hour via Rains Park after a signal failure. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in half an hour.
Steve Allen is losing his mind.
Well, it's not called John Lewis in Reading. It's called, it'll come to me later. It's not called John Lewis. It is John Lewis, but it's not called John Lewis. It's called, oh, blimey, what's it called now? Not Peter Jones, no, that's Sloane Square. It's called, no, not Cavendish House. The John Lewis in Reading is called... The John Lewis is... I'm going to come and hit somebody in a minute. It's not Astor Sainsbury's. What is it? It's called... I used to work there. John Lewis, it's called... Oh.
Wake up with Steve Allen, Monday to Thursday mornings from 5, and at the weekend, join him for breakfast from 8 till 11.
Doesn't even say so on the blooming thing. Oh, it's they've changed it in Reading. It is called John Lewis.
LBC 97.3.
I think one of the things that did take me by surprise was the information that comes up displayed on the radio. They look the same box set on your desk, but there's a lot more inside. I just can't see anything replacing somebody talking to you live in your ear, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. There seems a new station every time I turn it on.
Well, not quite every time, but a brand new DAB digital radio like Adrian's gives you a huge choice of stations at the push of a button, and they now cost from just £29. Find out if you can do digital at getdab.com.
There are loads of old wives' tales about how to protect yourself against flu. Never leave the house on a full moon. Put a toad in a rowan bush. Keep a nutmeg under your hat. But it's proven that the best way to help protect yourself against flu is the flu jab. If you suffer from serious asthma, heart, liver or kidney diseases, you could be more susceptible to flu, which is why for you, the flu jab is free. Talk to your GP for details or log on to lbc.co.uk. The flu jab. It's the best protection against flu.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee.
Yes. So... 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to hear whatever. It's Guy.
Oh, Ian, what's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you, my good man?
Okay,
let's keep it neat.
Calm down. I'm fine. How are you?
Coffee. I'm all right. I feel a bit bad. What's the girl called who answers the phone? Is it like Anna?
Well, yes, I believe it is.
She's very, very lovely indeed, and the company that I work for is called something similar to LBC, and she rang up and said I completely forgot that I rang you even. What? And I sort of had a go at her. I thought it was my work ringing me at 7:45, and I said, what time do you call this?
Anna,
she just reacted really nicely, and I apologise.
Anna, you don't have to come on the radio, you can tell me to get stuff.
That's all right.
Did Guy have a go at you?
Well, it wasn't too bad, actually. I thought we were just having a bit of banter, so I didn't take it the wrong way.
Sorry, that's good. That's
all right.
That's why they don't take me seriously.
Because if they're rude to you, Anna, shut up, Guy. If they're rude to you, you have the full right to tell them to get stuffed and slam the phone down on them.
Can I? You give me permission, right?
You've got permission to do that. Who's the fella you brought in with you?
No, it's Chris.
Alex, a mate of yours, is he?
No, I haven't seen him before.
Alex?
Followed me in today.
What are you doing here, mate?
No, I was here last night. Remember?
Well, you can stay until 8 o'clock, then you're going to have to go, because I don't like having strangers in the studio. Sorry, go?
Hello, sorry.
Yeah, okay, but don't be rude to Anna again.
I promise, Anna, I will never be rude.
And don't be sleazy either, because you're being sleazy now. You're being sexual. You probably just stop it.
God, I feel awful about myself now.
Good. So you should. You've picked on a young lady who's coming here for free. She's for free.
She
for
wants
free,
isn't it?
So she's coming for free to help us out, and now you're getting sleazy at the same time, guy. Just
I'm not going to say anything about Anna anymore. That's
good, but don't. You just did. Move on. Leave it.
I'm not saying anything about her anymore. That's
just leave it. I'm sorry.
I'm
move
finished.
On. It's 2007. Come on.
Done for.
Yes, right.
I don't know why I'm even sort of... I've slightly sort of lost track of what's going on in the show, which is terrible. I know I sort of spilled my dinner on. And I just wanted to ring up to sort of make a quick comment about the word swap. Yeah. First of all, I wanted to sort of question the logic of having half an hour dedicated to just one word on the show.
We're getting a whole hour out of it.
Oh, now it's increased to an hour.
Well, we've done 50 minutes so far, mate.
Right, well, let's continue it. We might as well. I won't go on. I think that's quite an achievement now, actually.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I won't sort of question
the world record for doing the phone-in on the word swap, though. Is, have a guess. How long?
I reckon... Well, radio shows probably don't last for more than 5 hours, so I'd say 3 hours, 20?
You're wrong. It's 16 and a half hours.
You're hell
16 and a half hours. Incredible. Just on the word swap.
That is out of this world.
That is literally amazing. Anyway, guy, let's get to the point, because I am losing the world.
I don't know whether someone's already made this point or not. It's quite an obvious one. Maybe not. I, in my view, swap with an O is the American way of spelling it, surely. Is it not? It seems wrong, so it must be American.
It is. It does look wrong. And I would imagine it comes from those goddamn Yanks over there.
Yanks, exactly. I mean, like, if you look at the word colour, they spell it without a U. Not that, obviously, it's not quite the same, but... The way that they love to have an O in their words.
Yeah, they do. They do love O's.
Wrong, and they're wrong as well. You can't forget the way that they're wrong, and swap with an O is wrong. Well, Americans are wrong.
Guy, thank you for that.
More than.
Okay, what a weird chap. What a weirdo. He's made me feel uncomfortable. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Justin's in the Watford of all places.
Indeed, I am.
Good lad. What can we do for you?
Now, we're talking about Swap with an A.
Yeah.
You were on Swap Shop. Now, do you remember something called Saturday Superstore, which was the series after that?
I do remember, with Mike Rees.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Nice hair. I was on that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Met James Galway.
Oh, the flautist?
Yes. Flautist?
Flautist.
Flautist. Is that the correct...
That's the correct... Yes.
Right, thanks very much. Lenny Henry and Eddie Grant, I Don't Wanna Dance.
I don't wanna dance, I dance with you, gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
With worldwide hits there, well done.
Yep.
Now, you said you want to see if you can get a copy of it.
Yeah.
I wrote to the BBC and asked them.
Yeah.
I said, look, my mum's taped over it years ago with a Barry Manilow concert, insult to injury.
Yeah.
And,
which concert was it? The one at the Royal Albert Hall? Cause that's a good one, that.
I'm not sure it was.
Okay.
Not sure what.
Okay.
Anyway, and she's... sorry, so they sent it back. It's £50 for half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, remember Swap Shop went on for about 3 hours, didn't it?
Yeah.
So £50 for half an hour plus £90 to find it. Oh, I gave the exact date, the exact time. I said, well, it's there. So we still have to search for our archive. So it would cost you about £400 to get it.
Well, you should have paid for it.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I tell you what I've got, and I'm just thinking about it. I think I've lost it. There is a tight, like a 3 second.
You said the will to live. You said you lost it.
What?
You just said the will to live, didn't you?
No, not the will to live. No, there's a. I've got. Someone gave me a tape last year. It's a 3 second clip of me in the audience of Cracker Jack.
Excellent.
But I'm just thinking about.
Cracker Jack, sorry.
Well done. Yeah, that's what the pause was for, Justin. You were a little bit slow, but well done. And it's me sat one seat away from Keith Harris and Cuddles the Monkey. I just think I've lost the tape, and I don't know where. Anyway, boring. Well, okay. Justin, you're a tightwad for not spending a bit of cash.
Thank you already. Thanks.
Good lad, Justin. Thank you for that. Let's go to Naomi. Hello, Naomi.
Oh, yeah, from last night.
Are you a real Naomi?
Hello, Ian. No.
Oh,
hello, Ian. I want to tell you a funny story, but it's got the word swapped, not swap.
Oh, that's it. We can take it however tenuous it is. Naomi, I tell you what, can you stay there for a second?
Right.
I don't want to interrupt you with the ads, so we'll do the ads exactly 34 seconds early.
So, you're saying I can buy a stunning apartment in Kimberley, in the Canadian Rockies, for only £127,000?
Don't forget the spa, and it's just 20 minutes from an international airport.
Wow, that's amazing.
Alpine Homes present Mountain Spirit Resort and Spa, a stylish new development of luxury apartments in the breathtaking Canadian Rockies. From only £127,000, your designer apartment will come fully furnished and you'll have use of a state-of-the-art spa. Only 20 minutes from the Canadian Rockies International Airport and with direct access to world-class skiing, convenience is the key to Mountain Spirit. Mountain Spirit Resort and Spa is being marketed by Savills, and you're invited to our open evening on Tuesday the 16th of October between 5.30 and 8pm at Savills, 20 Grosvenor Hill, just off Berkeley Square. For more information, visit alpinehomesintl.com. That's alpinehomesintl.com, or call now on 020 7016 3740.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
We might be calling up Brazil later on to speak to Peter, who writes the blogs. He's kind of umming and ahhing about whether he should come on. But yes, Peter, do, we'll phone you up. Anyway, Naomi.
Hello, Ian.
Yes.
Ian, a long time ago,
yes,
my mother bought my brother a fountain pen.
Oh, a fountain? I remember them,
yeah,
yes.
A Conway Stewart.
Oh, a Conway Stewart. Right. Oh,
and he
yes.
went and took it to school.
Yeah.
And he swapped it for a nanny goat.
For a nanny goat?
Yeah.
What? Well, what century was this? The 1800s?
He came home with a nanny goat, honestly. And my mum said, what have you got there? He said, a nanny goat. I swapped it with my fountain pen.
Now, fair play. He got a good deal out of that, didn't he? A goat. Well, there's so much in this story. What year was this?
It was about 50 years ago.
So that's still 1957?
Yeah.
But Elvis was... we lived in a normal world then. Why did the other kid have a nanny goat at school with him?
Oh, he didn't have it at school. He had it at home, but he wanted my brother's pen, you see, and he said he got a nanny goat at home that he didn't want.
He didn't want it.
So he said, will you swap it with your fountain pen? So my brother said yes. And we lived on a farm.
Yeah.
My brother walked home with his nanny goat.
Now, because kids do that, don't they? I did it all the time. Would always swap the thing that was really good and expensive for a load of old... tat.
Yeah.
And I would never tell my mum, because I'd get in serious trouble for, you know, swapping an expensive...
Well, we couldn't very well hide a nanny goat.
No, you've got to be honest about a nanny goat.
Yeah.
And did you kill it?
No.
No, didn't kill it. Did you ride it? Can you ride goats?
No.
Can you get, like, a goat saddle?
No, too small to ride. We milked it.
Oh, you can milk goats, can't you? Yeah.
Yeah. But I just thought that was a funny story.
And how upset was your mum?
She wasn't really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think he got good. I bet the other kid's mum was going, where's the goat gone? Where's the goat gone? Why are you writing posh letters when we've lost a goat?
When we've lost a goat, that's it, yeah.
Unbelievable. Naomi, thank you for that.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Weren't the old days magical and weird? She swapped a goat? Well, there we go. Have you got any swapping stories or involve the word swap? That's it. That's the subject heading on this one. The word swap. Go with that wherever you see fit. It can go any way you want. 0845 6060 973. We're also asking, have you ever written a song in your dream? Cathy?
Oh, Ian, hello.
Cathy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no.
I do what I do. Have a strong shot of scotch to calm your nerves.
I don't have any to hand.
I have it on a drip.
I can't believe that I'm actually talking to you. I'm so embarrassed. Let me explain. I'm a happily married mother of two children.
Right.
And I dreamt about you last night, and I don't really understand why, because I haven't actually listened to your show for ages and ages.
Okay.
But I was a really big fan, but it's difficult now that I don't live in London anymore.
Okay.
And
what happened in the dream, Cathy?
It was a really nice dream. It wasn't, you know, there's nothing.
Okay. Did you fall in love with me? Because I often have dreams where I fall in love with someone.
Well, do you know? Yeah. It's bizarre because now my husband's listening, so I have to be very careful.
We're speaking code.
Yeah, okay. Swap, swap, swap.
Swap, swap, swap.
Swap. I saw you at a petrol station. Yeah. You're in a car with a few other people, and I thought, oh my goodness, it's Ian Lee. Must get his autograph, or say hello, because I think you're lovely. You are a lovely person. And you wouldn't get out of the car.
No.
You probably sensed that there's something.
Sensed you were mental, yes.
Yeah. And so your driver, you had a driver, and he got out of the car to fill up the petrol tank.
Yeah.
And I told him that, and this is mad, I said a friend of mine had died that morning, and
Kathy, stay there. We'll get the... This is bizarre, but yet strangely exciting. We'll get the end of your dream, Kathy, after the latest LBC 97.3 News. How weird.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, unofficial postal strike set to continue despite High Court ban. Three jailed for the rape of a disabled woman in South London and controversy over a war memorial. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. Further strikes are planned by postal workers for Monday and Tuesday. They've been banned by the High Court, but the Royal Mail's been granted an injunction preventing members of the Communication Workers Union from walking out. Sky's Mike McCarthy, though, says postal workers won't be up early on Monday. The unofficial strikes are set to continue.
It's indefinite until any kind of resolution is reached at a national level, and judging by the mood of the workers who came out of this meeting this afternoon, it doesn't look as though it's going to be resolved anytime soon.
Three teenagers have been given prison sentences of between 3 and 5 years for their part in the rape of a disabled woman in South London. The boys, aged between 16 and 19, were caught after DNA from the victim's coat linked one of the suspects to the scene of the assault. They attacked the woman as she went out in Thornton Heath to buy some cigarettes in October last year. All water and electricity supplies have been fully restored to homes and businesses in Maida Vale. It comes after a burst water main forced people in the area to be evacuated from their homes for the third time in just 7 years. Thames Water's told us it'll try and prioritise improvement works in Maida Vale. An ex-nightclub doorman's gone on trial at the Old Bailey, charged with murdering two women in southwest London. Levi Belfield's accused of killing French students Amélie Delagrande and 19-year-old Marcia McDonald in 2003 and 2004. The 39-year-old denies all the charges against him. The new National Armed Forces Memorial, unveiled earlier, doesn't include the names of the four recruits who died at the deep-cut army barracks in Surrey. That despite being intended to honour those killed in combat and training. Liberal Democrat MP Limbert Opic has written to Defence Secretary Des Brown asking for their names to be added. He told LBC it's an insult to their families.
It's quite obvious to the parents that once again they've been demoted out of history. And the question I have for the Minister of Defence is, how can you be so insensitive, especially given the fact that consistently we found all kinds of inconsistencies in how these cases, these deaths, were actually treated originally. So the parents feel understandably more than depressed. They feel utterly snubbed by the process.
Former US Vice President Al Gore has won the Nobel Peace Prize. Along with the UN Climate Change Panel, Mr. Gore's been recognised for raising awareness of global warming. If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel following that burst water main in Maida Vale, the A5 remains closed in both directions. That's between Harrow Road and Hall Road. And London's weather, cloudy, misty and murky, some drizzle around, but feeling warm. Lows are 15 degrees Celsius. It's now 17 in Leicester Square. You're listening to LBC. It's 8.03.
Dropping in with Jenny Eclair this week, Bill Ward, who played the former bully boy builder Charlie Stubbs in Coronation Street, and camp comedian and writer Julian Clary. Jenny Eclair, Saturday morning from 11, LBC 97.3.
Time is like money. Any that you have spare is very precious. So why don't you invest some of your time in something really worthwhile? GlaxoSmithKline are looking for volunteers to take part in medical trials at Clinical Imaging Centre London. In return, you'll be compensated for your time and inconvenience. So if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. And find out how you can invest in the future. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
I've still had no post. I had some post at work today. Richie sent me in top 10 girl bands he's put on CD. Thank you for that. No post at my flat. Oh, my girlfriend's had post. Oh, yes, but no. And I take it as personal sabotage. They know, the Royal Mail No, I've banned them, and so they are hiding all of my posts. That's what I believe it to be. Damn them. Anyway, 0845 60 60 973. I reckon we can get another 30 minutes out of the word shop. Swap. Sorry?
Do you want to ring your bloke, the undercover bloke?
I'm on the... Sorry, mate, I'm on the radio.
Oh, right, sorry, I didn't realise. Sorry, my mistake.
Alex, who's the... Can you tell that... You brought your mate in. I don't mind you bringing your mates in. I'd rather they sit outside, but could you tell him not to press the button?
Shut up.
Nope.
When he's talking, don't talk.
It's Chris. I do it all the time.
I'm not being funny, but can you just stop? If you can sit and watch and see how we do a radio show, but just stay there.
Sit at the back.
Yeah, just move back a bit. Anna's way, Alex's way. It's just, you know...
Alex, it's me.
Who?
Huh.
Means nothing. Anyway, so... Your subject heading is the word swap, and come up with that as you want. And as we suspected, the topic of love at first sight is rubbish. What is this, BBC Southern Counties or something? Load of old rubbish. Anyway, before the news, we were speaking to Kathy, who fell in love with me.
Yeah.
Via a dream, we should say. Sorry. Yeah. So I was in a car in a petrol station with other people.
Yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't get out and talk to you.
You wouldn't get out.
No, I wouldn't.
To me. And then your driver got out.
Yes.
And so I told him... Yes. Bizarrely enough, that a friend of mine had died that morning, and that I was beside myself with grief.
Yes.
And really, the only thing that would go any way to making me feel better is if I could speak to you.
Yeah.
So it worked.
Was that a lie in your dream, though? Or
no, it was real.
It was real.
No, I think
it was real in your dream, but it's not real in real life.
Yeah, not in real life.
Okay.
No.
And so I got out of the car and I spoke to you.
So you got out of the car, and not only did you speak to me, you were so kind, and you said you took pity on
this
bad 43-year-old woman with a midlife crisis.
I would do, yes.
Mm. And you said, let's go and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, hello.
And that we went to have a cup of coffee.
And then, I
just thought, I think I might be... falling in love with
me.
And then I woke up.
Then you woke up. Now, I've had dreams like that where I thought... No, Kathy. No. Well, I don't know. Are you hot?
I'd say that I was hot. I'm sort of lukewarm.
Okay. Oh, lukewarm is good. The sexy older woman, it works for me. Yeah. But I've had dreams where I fall in love with someone in the dream, and then I wake up, and it's someone completely random.
Yeah.
And then I wake up, and I think I feel differently about them for a few days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you see, this is why. That's why I have to apologise. This is why I didn't think I'd ever have a reason to phone you other than...
But the reason you're phoning in is because you're a weirdo. Right. It's because you've had a dream.
Yeah.
And have you told your husband this, or is he hearing this for the first time?
Yes, I told him this morning.
Okay.
As soon as I got...
What was your husband's reaction to this, Kathy?
He wasn't very happy, really.
Good. Yeah. He sounds like a loser.
Yeah.
Leave him and come and have a...
Well, do you know, you are so lovely. I have to say, I miss listening to you, Ian.
I miss you listening,
wish you
Kathy.
Had a different time slot, but...
Me too. No, I didn't say that. Kathy, hang on, stay there. Howard?
Yeah.
You wanted to speak to Kathy, did you?
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if Kathy... It's really on the subject of the swap thing.
Yes.
I've got a 1988 copy of a Barry Manilow live at Albert Hall LP, and I was wondering if Kathy would swap it with me for dinner one evening, because I think she's lovely and priceless.
What?
Oh, Howard. Oh, do you know, I'm so... I feel like I'm in an episode of Butterflies.
Hang on a minute. You're touched that some weird pervy bloke has phoned up and offered to swap a Barry Manilow record for dinner.
Yeah, but Ian, you have to remember, I am going through a midlife crisis.
You've priced yourself too low, Kathy. You sound much better than that.
Well, you're probably right. Yeah.
You definitely... Howard, no, that's not happening. Kathy, thank you very much for that.
Pleasure. Thank you.
It's really nice to talk to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady. Right, 0845... 60 60 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Swap, it seems to be the theme of the show. I don't think we can get a whole show out of the word. So I'll be honest, the swap calls. Do we have other swap calls that aren't on this screen now, or is this pretty much it?
They're the exciting ones.
Okay,
dull ones.
Is he in your way? Because we could. I don't know if he's with you or what.
I don't recognise him.
I always sit here.
But she's got to take the calls and stuff. If you could just go back a bit, mate.
Yeah, can we move him?
But I'm boss of the calls.
If you don't watch it, mate, I'm going to have to ask you to either sit out in the hallway or to leave the building and wait outside.
What?
You shouldn't really be in when we're doing a show. Thank you. There's a call there, Anne, if you can get that. Thank you.
I get it.
Right. So, we can talk about that. There's other stuff we want to talk about as well, including Kitty Caron phoned in last night, and we'll handle this very delicately. But there was a picture on her MySpace of an outfit she was wearing at a funeral. And it kind of got me thinking, do people take pictures at funerals? Now, I'm kind of lucky. I've not been to that many funerals. I've never been to a hole-in-the-ground funeral. Never. I'd like to. I've been to the fire... What was it? The fire... The cremation thing. I've been to those. But I've only been to... definitely been to my nan and my granddad, so that's two. An ex-girlfriend's granddad. So that's three. So I've only been to three funerals. And I don't remember anyone taking pictures at a funeral. It seems, well, it's an important day, isn't it? It's a significant day, but it seems an odd thing to... All right, can you all get together? Can you all get together? Let's get a picture. It seems like an odd thing to do. So, as we get older, we go to more funerals. That's a fact of life. Do people take pictures at funerals? 0845-6060973. It just seems an odd thing to do. And when you're there, when you're having your picture taken at a funeral, do you smile? Do you look dour? Do you pretend to be dabbing tears away from your eye? Or do you take pictures when the people are actually, you know, full-on mourning? You know, how does that work? 0845-6060973. A nice, jolly little topic to start the weekend off. I thought we'd have, you know, pictures at funerals. But the swap phenomenon keeps on growing. It's Kate in the Chingford. Hello, Kate. Oh.
Hello.
Hello there. What can I do for you?
I was very interested in you talking about this swap word.
Yes.
So I have to say, I was very sad. And I looked it up.
Yeah.
And apparently, swap with an O
yeah.
is an American variant of swap with an A.
Well, then we shouldn't be using it at all, then.
Well, so I figured that the BBC, terribly British and all that, wouldn't use the American version.
No.
So I checked the BBC site, and indeed it is SWAP.
Well done.
Or swap shop.
Well done. Well done. Well done. The British. But I don't. I've left my phone on. I'm sorry. How rude of me. Hang on. Let me switch this off. That's very, very naughty. Hang on a second. I say switch it off. Let me just see who that text was. Okay. That's an interesting text. Oh, thank you, James. Yes, we'll have a chat about it. Right. I'm confused there, Kate, because I've been sent an exciting text.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't say any more than that.
Oh, you're not going to share it with us then?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
But that's very exciting.
It's good that you're getting text through on your phone, but we don't appear to get our text through to the studio tonight.
Well, I don't have the text computer on.
Oh, well, that would be the reason.
Have you been sending texts?
I was, yeah.
Kate, I never, ever have the text computer on. I never use it. How many have you sent?
Oh, I did actually only send two.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should make it clearer, because I don't want another Blue Peter cat. But yeah. I never, unless it's a special occasion, never have the text machine on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry about that.
Well, I've now been told.
Well, I'm not telling you off. I'm just saying don't waste your money on me anymore. But okay. It's very kind of you. Thank you, Kate.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. There we go. Right, so 0845-6060. 973 is the telephone number. Sam is in the Thornton Heath. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Hello.
Were
you on Clive Ball last night?
Yeah.
What
did you hear me?
What were you talking about?
Oh, yeah, what was I talking about?
I remember you babbling
jumping.
On bungee jumping and about how it's... about how if you've got... I remember what you said.
Yeah.
Right. Clive was doing a show about bungee jumping. This is brilliant, right? Clive was doing a show about bungee jumping,
yeah.
And you phoned up and said, it can't be good for you. Supposing you've got a blood clot in your leg, you do a bungee jump, it could go all the way up to your head.
Yeah.
I don't think it works.
No, your lung.
You said head.
No, I said lung.
I was in the kitchen at home. You said head.
I meant the lung.
Well, you said head.
You know, then I said, you can get a hemorrhage in your head.
You can get a hemorrhage in your head, yes.
So you need a medical check-up.
Oh, you wanted everyone that went for a bungee jump to have a medical checkup.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to be listening to Clive Bull on Sunday night now.
Oh, it's a bit late for me. I get tired after 10, I feel sleepy.
Well, but, you know, you can fall asleep with the radio on.
Oh, and I had another word for your subject. It's like starters or tasters.
Oh, this is it. I want a word with Clive Bull, right? Because, you know... Alex, I don't know if you remember. Last night we were doing...
I remember.
Sorry?
I remember what...
So I'm talking to my team.
Who are you?
I was talking to... we were throwing out other alternate words for topics, because topics is quite boring.
Yeah.
So the first hour of Clive's show is people phoning up saying, I've got another word for topic. And instead of Clive Bull doing the decent thing and going, well, thanks for calling in, but it really is Ian's idea...
He said he'd pass it on to you.
That's nice.
Instead of him saying, oh, it's Ian's idea, I'd rather not touch it, he went, oh, OK, go on, what have you got? And he spent an hour doing my flipping thing.
He did do that.
Cheeky, sleeping...
I'm talking to Alex.
Person.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, we'll have to wait a few minutes, Sam, because I've got to do this now. It's the travel news now. It's Will.
Thank you very much, Ian. Big problems for the North Circuit Road tonight. They've closed off the southbound carriageway again at Ilford Hill because of that accident. Recovery is apparently on scene right now, but there are long queues all the way back through to the Charlie Brown's roundabout, so hopefully that should reopen shortly, but we'll keep updated, of course. Reports into the travel centre from David as well on the jam line that the M25 clockwise is stationary around junction 21. Now, that's possibly due to an earlier crash. We had an accident there between 21A and 22 at London Coney. Might still be a knock-on effect from that. The A5 Edgware Road, that's still closed off both ways between the Marylebone flyover and the junction of Hall Road just before you get to Maida Vale tube station. It's been closed off all day, all due to that burst water main. We're told that these restrictions and closures may head all the way through into next week as well. Obviously stay with us for regular updates on that one. There are queues on the M23 travelling southbound between junction 8 at the M25 and junction 9 at Gatwick after an earlier crash. In Stoke Newington, temporary lights on the A10 Stamford Hill at the junction with Manor Road, and in East Ham, temporary lights on the High Street North at the junction with Plashett Grove as well. LBC 97.3 Travel News says more in half an hour.
Clive Bull on London's biggest conversation.
Jenny Eclair. Well, not exactly. I mean, lovely lady, don't get me wrong. LBC's Jenny Eclair. But not exactly a sex symbol, I think we'd say. I mean, she is grumpy old woman. And Steve Allen... Likewise.
Join Clive Bull 5 nights a week, Sunday to Thursday from 10, LBC 97.3.
Wayne Rooney or George Clooney? Robin Van Persie or Robert De Niro? Johnny Wilkinson or Johnny Depp? Now on Sky TV, you've got a choice. For £35 a month, you could get Sky TV with a choice of Sky Sports or movies, plus wireless Sky broadband and the Sky Talk Home phone service. All three for just £35 a month. All you have to decide is John Terry or Halle Berry, Tiger Woods or Jeremy Irons. For our biggest ever season of sport or our greatest ever choice of movies, call 0870 9800. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup cost and BT line rental payable, subject to availability and equipment. Other product and price combinations available. Minimum contract 12 months. Further terms apply.
From the best bars and restaurants to the best customer service. Whatever you think is best, you'll find it in the finer things in life with James Max and Continental Airlines, voted best business class for 5 years running. It's your weekly catch-up of everything that's best, from the must-have gadget to the best hotels around. Listen to James Max, Saturday afternoons from 5, for the finer things in life with Continental Airlines. Discover a better way to New York and LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee. Good evening.
I thought to get the Nobel Peace Prize, you had to do something like really big. All Al Gore did was make a film and book the Black Eyed Peas to play at Wembley. That's it. And I'm sure they were quite happy to play at Wembley. I thought you had to do something. I mean, I'm not one of those. You know, I'm not Nick Ferris. I'm not going to say, Oh, they shouldn't be showing that film in schools, and there's 6 factual inaccuracies. I've not seen the film. I'm sure it's, you know, it's a story that needs to be told. You know, it's all fine. But the Nobel Peace Prize, yes, you know, maybe give him an Oscar or a BAFTA or something. But a Nobel Peace Prize, that's it. They've just left you here. Everyone else has gone. Alex and Anna have gone, and they've left you here.
Yeah,
makes me uncomfortable.
I'm in charge.
I don't know you.
I'm here every day.
Do you know how to... If someone calls in, do you know how to take the calls? Have you said, Anna shown you how to do
that? Yes, I've been doing it for you 3
okay,
years.
Okay, right. Can you just...
Look, I'll do your CD after the show.
I don't... Listen.
Of the show.
Don't speak to me like that. And I don't want any of your hooky CDs. Goodness sakes. Now, to celebrate the... Oh, I've got to say a name here that I don't know how to say. To celebrate the release of Rendition in cinemas on October the 19th, LBC are giving you the chance to see Rendition on Thursday the 18th, first, and guess what? For free. Jake Gyllenhaal, I think it's a soft G, Reese Witherspoon and Meryl Streep star in this compelling thriller from Academy Award-winning director Gavin Hood. To apply for your tickets, log on to lbc.co.uk, then click on the rendition link. Remember, it's first come, first serve, so be quick to avoid missing out. Sam.
Hello.
Right, what did you call in for?
I worked with the daughter of somebody famous.
You what?
I worked with the daughter of somebody famous.
I feel a topic coming on. Okay.
And her name is Naomi. Can you guess?
Campbell.
No. Oh, by the way, Carly came to Croydon this week, Brit School.
Right.
I missed her, never mind. Oh. Anyway, yeah, the daughter of somebody famous.
What do you mean you worked with them, though?
In the hospital lab.
Okay.
Same lab. All right, she comes on a soap.
But hang on, who's called Naomi? The daughter?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know her mum then. Is it her mum or her dad?
Her mum, you will. Everyone knows her.
Is she on EastEnders?
She's on the soap.
On EastEnders? Yeah. I don't watch EastEnders.
Well, you might
Barbara know Windsor? Her.
No.
That's the only person I know in EastEnders.
Doc Cotton.
Oh, right.
Yeah, her daughter works.
Well, do you know what? You've cleverly introduced a brand new topic for us. Have you ever worked with the daughter of someone famous? This is genuine.
Yes, it is, because no. She said, don't tell anyone.
Well, you've just told about...
Oh, no, this was years ago.
Eight people.
This was years ago, in 94 to 96.
Okay, well, in that case, that's fine. So the Official Secrets Act is worn out by then, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. This is a genuine topic now. 0845 6060973. Have you ever worked with the daughter of someone...
Your son?
No, it's going to be specifically daughter, Sam. Okay. Sorry, ever worked with the daughter of someone famous? 0845...
But there was a strong resemblance. It's not like she was pretending or somebody...
No, why would you pretend to be the daughter of June Brown, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Dot Cotton?
There was a strong resemblance.
I bet
she's a very, very pretty girl. She's very nice as
But hang
well.
On, Dot Cotton isn't very pretty.
No, but her daughter is gorgeous. Yeah, but when you get older, people change, isn't it?
Yeah,
but her daughter's very pretty, very pretty.
Well, Sam, thanks for that.
Anyway, she's nice anyway. It was nice to work with her.
Excellent stuff. Thank you.
I met quite a few famous people.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. what a lovely end to a phone conversation. I met quite a few famous people. Bye. So... if you've only just tuned in and you don't know what's going on, well, I kind of pity you because I'm struggling to keep up with it tonight. It's one of the odd ones. I'll stick around for another 8-10 minutes or so. I'll do a recap of where we are just after the news, 8:30. So, you know, stick with it for a bit is all I'm going to say. Simon is in the Chelsea. Good evening, Simon.
It wasn't going to be this, but I served drinks with Peter Talk's daughter once.
Whoa, he's done it. He's straight in there, he's done it. He's worked with the daughter of someone famous. Where and when, Simon?
A bar called The Backstage, which was run by the brother of the guy who was the police, Copeland, and he died last year, and it's in Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles, and they have really good parties on Tuesday night, and I helped behind the bar for 20 minutes. Her name's JT, and I don't know what the J stands for, but she was quite amazing.
Oh, man. Well done you, Simon.
Later I found out who she was, so it's quite pleasant.
And how did you find out? So she didn't tell you?
No. No, I can't tell you how I found out. Someone just told me.
Does it involve sex or drugs?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is brilliant. This is Friday night, isn't it? Simon, well, thank you for that. Good work.
I rang you to wind you up on swap and swap, but you've absolutely touched in on the prime story of the day, this appalling thing of Al Gore.
He's
done a wonderful thing on climate change.
Yeah.
But what the hell has it got to do with the Peace Prize?
I don't... Because, listen, I'm not one of these right-wing bashers. Oh, Al Gore shouldn't be making these videos and they shouldn't watch it in school. I don't really know what I think. I've not seen the film. It's an important story. You know, maybe he's got a few factual inaccuracies now. I don't know. But it's an important story. And of course, everyone needs to know about it and kids should be educated on this. But the Nobel Peace Prize? When I was growing up, the Nobel Peace Prize was kind of... It was just this thing that you heard, but it was so big and so mythological that you had to do something amazing. He's just booked the Black Eyed Peas at Wembley Arena. That's at Wembley Stadium. That's it.
Yeah, it's the Nobel Peace Prize is for an individual who's advanced the cause of peace.
Yeah.
Not for an organisation.
Yeah.
Not for a man who, when he was vice president with Clinton bombed Serbia, who completely blew the opportunity of a new world order over Russia.
And also, I've just realised, of course, it's peace. Now, what has climate change got to do with peace?
I don't know, it's tree hugging.
It's weather, it's not the Nobel Weather Prize. Yes, give him the Nobel Weather Prize. Give him that, definitely. Not
Gandhi
the Peace Prize. Well, he didn't get the Nobel Weather Prize.
No, Gandhi didn't get the Weather Prize or the Peace Prize.
Well, exactly.
Who deserves it more? Kissinger, when he was told that he got the Peace Prize, apparently burst out laughing. He was in hysterics of laughter.
Now, I'm not very familiar with Kissinger, but wasn't he a warmonger?
It was a pouring warmonger.
He was, wasn't he? I'm not that hot on that American politics and history, but yes, he was. He was a nasty man, yes.
Anyway, back to the subject.
Okay. Well, we're hard-hitting.
W-O-P.
Sorry?
Pronounce, it used to be a sort of slang word about Italians.
Oh, yes.
Pronounce W-O-P.
Yes.
Say it, go on out loud. Please.
But I'm saying it, but I'm not in any way saying a racist slur.
No, absolutely what? Not.
What?
It's what?
Yes.
And now pronounce wireless activated protocol as in your laptop, W-A-P.
Oh, don't humiliate me like this, Simon.
WAP. And then you put an S on the front. Is it SWAP?
SWAP.
Is it SWAP?
Right, you've started off so well, and it turns out you're a really vicious little so-and-so. I'm cutting you off.
Sorry.
Good night. Oh, he turned it around there. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. Chris is in the Holloway. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
I was watching some documentary, some obscure channel, and there was this funeral, and they were videotaping it.
What the relatives?
The actual funeral, yeah.
They were videoing it?
Yeah, that wasn't actually a relative. They got a video man.
Oh, well, like a wedding. Like you get a wedding, a dude to come and film your wedding. They were filming the thing.
Yeah, and there was, like, the video man was going around videoing and crying and videoed the coffin going...
It's a weird thing, because obviously it's a very big, significant day. But when let's say... let's say a close relative. Look, my nan died. So let's say my nan died. I don't really want to remember that day. I want to be aware that day happened.
Oh, man.
But I want to remember everything that happened before that day.
And then they said that they videotaped it so they could see who came to the funeral.
Oh, God. Well, imagine that. Imagine you're sitting at home one day, it's raining outside, nothing on telly, you got any videos? We've got the video of Nan's funeral. Oh, put that on. I've not seen that for ages. That's an odd one, isn't it?
Sorry, but it was one of the islands near Jamaica, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay. But then different cultures...
Yeah.
Have different attitudes towards funerals.
Yeah.
Some places...
For them, it was quite normal.
Oh. Well, Chris, thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, take care.
Cheers, boss. Now, the person that started this whole thing off is Kitty Caron.
Hello.
We're talking about taking photos at funerals, a topic inspired by you.
I know, but don't get me wrong, I don't have my photo taken at funerals as such.
I'm not saying you're like...
like a professional... You know, funeral.
You're not a Harold and Maude. Don't worry, I'm not thinking that. But you were at a funeral and there were pictures being taken, were there?
Well, I've just realised there's another one on my space in my pictures as well. Another occasion, another funeral.
Oh, God.
It's just a sign of the times. Although, your last caller, I don't really agree with that all round the graveside and videoing and that sort of thing.
I would love to go to a graveside funeral. I've never been to one. I've only been to cremations. And they're rarer and rarer.
I went to that one that last week, and it was Greek Orthodox.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's all a bit full on. Yes, I've seen some of the Greek Orthodox. It's quite intense.
Yes, very intense.
Lots of beards.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of beards.
And they had food and wine by the graveside.
Oh, the Greeks, fair play, they do love a good nosh up.
Yeah, they had olives and cheese and bread and sherry.
Bit of hummus.
Pardon?
Bit of hummus.
No, just cheese and some sherry.
Okay.
Yeah, but, no, the sort of funerals I've been going to, I go to quite a lot.
Yes.
The people, they've been quite big characters, so they've been more of a celebration of someone's life, which is why it's gone into sort of jollities later, and why it's okay at some point to have your photo taken.
I don't remember there being cameras at a funeral that I've been to.
No, but it's sort of afterwards. You know, when you have a wake, and a lot of them nowadays they turn into more, or they deliberately are a party, aren't they?
There's always a fat old uncle smoking loads of fags.
And there's always that teddy boy.
Yeah, there is always a teddy boy, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there is a teddy boy.
Always a Ted.
Kitty Caron, I've got to go, but thank you for that.
Okay, bye.
And thanks for the topic. Bye-bye, have a nice weekend. All right, 0845 6060 973. So you've just tuned in, you don't know what's going on. Do stick around. After the news... I will explain what we've got. We've got quite a few things on the go at the moment. I might put some more bits and pieces in. You can call in with anything you want as well. 0845 6060 973.
Now remember, this session is not about blame, so, Colin?
I'm still leaving. He never returns my calls. I haven't seen him for months.
Oh, come on, how can you say that?
Well, there's no support. He just doesn't take an interest anymore.
Colin, please sit down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harrington, it's over.
Colin, please.
If you're in business and your bank no longer deserves you, start a meaningful relationship with your local business manager from Barclays. Just visit barclays.co.uk/changebusinessbank.
I'll throw in a free mouse mat.
Barclays. Now there's a thought.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Sam Pittis. Some postal workers are still planning unofficial strikes next week, despite the High Court banning official strike action. But sources close to talks between Royal Mail and the Communication Workers Union say real progress has been made. It's said to be possible a joint statement will be released on behalf of the two sides. Three teenagers have been jailed after a disabled woman was raped in South London. The boys, aged between 16 and 19, were caught after DNA from the victim's coat linked one of the suspects to the scene of the assault in Thornton Heath last October. People in Maida Vale are facing repair bills after damage caused by a burst water main. All water and electricity supplies have been fully restored to homes and businesses after people were evacuated from their homes for the third time in just 7 years. Thames Water told us it will try and prioritise improvement works in Maida Vale. And in League Two at Griffin Park, it's Brentford 0, Rotherham 0 approaching half-time. London's travel news, the Docklands Light Railway is suspended between Cross Harbour and Lewisham. That's because of an incident at Cutty Sark. And London's weather, cloudy, misty and murky, some drizzle around. It's going to feel quite warm. Lows of 15 degrees Celsius. It is currently 17 in Rotherhithe. This is LBC. It's 8:31.
A full head of hair is part of what makes a man feel like a man, know what I mean? So when it starts to
disappear, you can end up losing your mojo and feeling a little bit, But
Regain is clinically proven to help stop hair loss in 8 out of 10 cases. Visit regain.co.uk or your local pharmacy for a product that can help you rediscover your shamalama ding-dong. Regain, hair for life.
Regain for Men contains minoxidil for hereditary hair loss, requires continuous use. Always read the label.
LBC 97.3.
Yes. Good evening.
Do the numbers. Here we go.
5 6 0 6 0 9 7 3.
So, what are we talking about? And what are we talking about? Okay, who takes photos at funerals? It's a bit weird, isn't it? Seems a little bit. Oh, brilliant! Helene Bobby Green has added me to their top friends. Wicked! Oh man! Oh man! Thank you, Helene. Helene Bobby Green has added me to her top friends on Facebook. Genius! I'm Helene Bobby Green's one of her top friends. I'm one of her top... It's just come through on the email just now. Just this second. Just come through. Thank you, Helene. Thank you. Wicked. Oh, nice one. That's made my day. Right. So, taking pictures at funerals. Ever filmed a funeral? Now, we heard that that's happened in the past. That seems a bit strange, isn't it? Why would you want a video recording of Nana being cremated? Why would you want that? It seems a strange... 0845 6060973. The word swap, we didn't manage to do a whole show about the word swap alone, I admit that. That's fine. But if you have any stories relating to the word swap, relating to the fact that it's spelt incorrectly in America and it's now seeped its way over to the United Kingdom, imagine you're at school and the teacher says, right, your subject for your story this week is swap. And that's all I'm going to tell you. 0845 6060 973. Have you ever worked with the daughter of someone famous? It's true. We've had two calls on it already. We had that mad woman who worked with Doc Cotton's daughter. And then the very next guy on the line said, well, I didn't phone in about this, but I've worked with Peter Talk's daughter. So that's a topic in itself. Ever worked with the daughter of someone famous? I'm a bit of tea, isn't it? Oh, and that reminds me as well, slurping that tea. I was in, after the gym today, I went for scrambled eggs and beans on toast. My trainer recommended it. He said, have some eggs. I said, can I have scrambled eggs and beans on toast in the cafe? He went, yes, you can. So I was having that. And the guy next to me, he was doing all this.
Like Alex is now.
Mate, I'm doing a piece. Can you be quiet? Don't let him, if he goes near the button, Alex, stab him with your fork.
What? But me?
Yeah, I'm doing a piece, mate. I'm doing a little setup here.
Yeah, shut up.
So, he's lost the momentum now. I'm going to do that a bit later. about the noisy eating. Thanks a lot. James in Streatham. Hello, James.
Hello there, Ian. Hi. Just as what you said to Chris just now, you know, might...
What I said to, was that the last caller?
No, no, you're that guy who's in the studio.
Is your name Chris?
Yes.
Well, I never knew that. Isn't that funny? Anyway, yeah, go on.
Because before he'd never put me through, but now you've slapped him back into place and he knows his position, whatever you
do. Well, he's never been here before, but I think Anna's being a good influence on the phones. She's sorting everything out, which is great.
Oh, which is nice.
Yes, he's nice.
I've done some tedious legal work for a little Ronnie Corbett's daughter.
So Ronnie Corbett's daughter, okay, which is going on the list, Ronnie Corbett.
And each time I talk to her, I just imagine, and let me try and do the impression, right, I just always imagine him, I was talking to her about some legal problem, and I'd imagine him going, you know, because he'd do that after a joke.
What would he do? What, he'd squeak a window?
No.
What? Like, that's what it sounded like.
He'd bounce up and down on his chair.
Okay, let's see if we can do the best Ronnie Corbett impression, right? I'm doing the glasses as well at the same time. I was talking to the producer, and he said to me, "Ronnie, you're..." That's not bad, is it?
That's not bad.
You've got the already got the Scottish accent, so that.
Well, my adopted Scottish.
So you have a go. Go on.
Boy, then me name Ronnie Corbett. We're gonna bring out other Ronnie Corbett. We're gonna have lots of joke and fun tonight and thing, bro. I probably need some improvement, but can I just make a quick hello? Hello.
Yours wins. Yours wins.
Can I just make a quick comment about the Al Gore thing?
Yeah, please do.
Because on the news, I mean, I know a bit about, you know, international politics, and I thought about Nobel Peace Prize, and one of these poor ditzy news presenters said he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize because they said that climate change in the future could cause a scarcity of resources, and then on the screen they showed the picture of a carcass of a goat in Africa, I think it was in the desert, and this these claims over resources could lead to world wars. I mean, that has to be the most tedious, don't you think so?
What? Hang on, what? I don't get the point you're making.
No, the news said that climate change could lead to droughts.
Right, which could lead to world wars.
Yeah, because droughts would mean less cattle and less livestock and less water, and therefore there could be wars over these...
And so that's why he's won the Peace Prize.
I think it was complete, as you'd say, mate, it was complete guff.
I wouldn't say it in that voice, though.
I can't do your voice.
No, good.
I told you I phoned up.
Hey, could anyone do an impression of me? If anyone could do an impression of me...
Yeah.
0845... 6060973. I'd be keen to hear it.
Just one very quick thing. I phoned up Carol Ann McGiffin about this Peace Prize.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a recording. Can I just play it to you? I'll take what she said to me about the Peace Prize.
Why do you... She hates you, doesn't she?
Yeah, do you want to hear?
Yeah, go on then.
Let's see. Okay, say me if you can hear this.
Okay.
Global warming is concerned. Maybe, apart from the fact...
Could you hear that?
Yeah, was she on today, Carol McGiffin?
No, this is on Sunday.
Was this before or after she kicked you off?
This is... just a second, I'm being... Just a second. I'm on the radio, just a second. Sorry. Yeah, hello?
Was this before or after she kicked you off?
This is before.
Okay, right. So,
could you hear her?
Yes, I could. Play it.
Right, okay, let's play that.
That the Earth is getting warmer. The causes are completely debatable and dubious.
Well, I mean, it's clearly as a woman who hasn't read a book in her life. I mean, you obviously haven't got round the idea that, you know, science isn't about opinion or it is fact.
Yes, it is. No, it's not, because otherwise all scientists would agree. If it was always about fact, then all scientists would agree on what is causing global warming. But listen, James, they don't.
Well, I mean, you know, there are certain scientific facts that, you know, is almost unanimous. I mean, you have a few crackpots such as yourself who probably haven't, you know, read a book in their life, Daily Mail readers, who haven't had anyone in them since Chris Evans. You know, no wonder you're not a mother yet, but...
Oh. Just get off.
Did you hear that?
Is that why she kicked you off?
Yeah, but then she goes into a tirade against me. Listen,
good,
to this.
No, good, I'm glad she did. That's a terrible thing to say.
No, but she went into a tirade. Listen
to
this.
Oh, God.
She really kicked me down. Listen,
good,
to this.
Good.
Get off. You're an absolute idiot. Not only that.
You are.
You're stupid.
You are.
You're revolting.
Revolting,
what a
hideous.
Tough thing to say. You know, I'm on this show every Sunday, and I'm perfectly open to be challenged.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly, you know, reasonable when it comes to having my mind changed about things. But when people just come on the radio and just make insults, like, Oh, you've never read a book in your life. The last comment you made was just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. James, I'm on her side. You can't go saying that.
I don't want you to listen. Please switch the radio off now.
James,
someone got a bit
no,
touchy.
James, I'm on her side. You can't go around saying that to people.
She's as bad as Kelvin McKenzie.
She's not as bad as Kelvin McKenzie. He's an idiot, that bloke. James, I'm gonna have to cut you off. Okay, there we go. You can't go around saying stuff like that. I like Carol. You can't. Oh God, we're involved now.
I agree with Carol.
Carol, if you're listening, I know you're not, you're probably out boozing, but I apologise for that, and I'm on your side, and if you want someone to go around and to stretch him and kick James in the nose, I'm the one, I can find people that can do it. 0845 6060973. It's nearly 9 o'clock, which means it's nearly 10 o'clock, which means I'll be home by 10:30, having my dinner and watching the telly. Get the last 25 minutes of Cheaters, then maybe, I don't know, maybe watch a film or go to bed. I don't know. Mercy!
Hello.
Hello, Mercy.
Hello to you.
Hello to you.
I just want to mention something about the funeral video.
Oh, the funeral video?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
It seems an odd thing to do, doesn't it?
No, it's not odd at all. It's right. Dying is part of our life, isn't it?
Yes, but dying is part of our lives. It's going to happen. It's the one true fact, Mercy. We're all going to die.
That's right.
But why film it?
Why not? Why not? Well, I would like people to film my funeral because it's the time you can see other people who came to say goodbye to me. They came to my wedding. They came to the day I was baptized. Why shouldn't they come to my funeral and celebrate?
They go to your funeral and celebrate, but why film it? Yes, do you know, how have you got a video of your wedding?
Yes.
How many times have you watched it? Be honest.
Three. Once in a while.
Three. You watched it three times?
Yes.
That's it. Three times in your entire life.
Right.
And that's a joyous thing. Why? How many times is someone going to watch a video of someone being buried?
I think it's a joy as well. My parents' funeral was videoed, and I come from Africa.
Right.
And I think when they passed away, especially for my dad, it was a relief.
Yes.
So it was joy.
Right.
Because his health was not well. He was not well.
Yes.
So it was a relief for him. Yes. And we were all glad that he went.
Yeah. Oh.
So in a way, why keep him if he
No, I know exactly what you mean. I totally understand that. But why? I would not want a video. And I would think it a bit perverse having a bloke there with a video camera. Can you all get together? Can you all bunch up a little bit?
No, that's not the way it should be done.
No.
You know, he has just to view what is happening. It's not like a wedding, move together,
no.
Or, you know, you come in front, you sit down here and you stand. Not like that, but, you know, just the whole ceremony.
Okay.
Or the way it's happening. The
so who's, what, in your video collect, you got your dad's funeral on video of you?
Yeah.
And did you watch it?
Once.
It just, but surely, I have not got a strong argument for it, Mercy, I'll be honest.
Well, I don't see why I shouldn't watch it, really. And the other thing is that I see his old friends around who came to say goodbye to him.
Yeah.
People I might not see again because they passed
but
away.
But go and film them.
They were old
go and film
as well.
Them now. Go around their houses and film them now. Go and film them sitting in their kitchens making a cup of tea. Go and film them doing their job. Go and film them now while they're still alive. And
yes,
watch that.
I do have films of my
watch
dad
that.
As well. And then, well, it's part of it. I do film them when they are alive, when they're having the tea in the garden, when they are saying goodbye, going abroad or coming back home or whatever, and as well the funeral.
Okay. Well, Mercy, listen, thank you. That's very interesting. Thank you for that.
Isn't it? Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Well, I blow me down. I've never heard of that before. It's in Hey, Fat Steve, do they film funerals in the States?
I don't know.
It's an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd watch that.
No, I don't know, and I'd find it kind of, if it was someone like really close to me, like a really close relative, I'd find it a little bit intrusive.
No, you just want to have those things as memories. Like you pointed out, I've never watched my wedding video.
No one. Maybe if there was someone that wasn't there, you'll put it on and you'll fast forward through bits and go, well, have a look at this bit. This is this, but even. Well, no, I don't know. Anyway,
yeah, occasionally we'll look at the pictures. That's about it.
That's it. Now, Fat Steve, swap.
Swap, SWAP.
Well, you're an American.
Yeah, I've never heard of SWOP.
No, I'm writing it down now, and it just looks so wrong. Yeah. It's in the Daily Mail, Britain's worst newspaper. And it seems an odd... But so it's not an Americanism, like someone phoned up and said...
I mean, we spell drop, D-R-O-P, but...
What? Well, so do we.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, high five, yeah, cool. But you spell colour wrong.
That's true.
Colour. And you spell... Get this. Tell the kids how you spell mum.
M-O-M.
M-O-M-O-M. They spell it mom. That's insane.
But we say mom.
But you do say mom, because I always thought it was mom, but it is mum. That's crazy. Mom.
Well, and we say tube instead of tube.
And you say aluminum.
Yeah. But isn't that how it's spelled?
No, well, you spell it aluminum, but we spell it aluminium. We put an extra I in there.
And Hoover.
Yeah?
Instead of... We pronounce vacuum cleaner.
So you don't say Hoover?
No.
We say Hoover.
Well, that's a brand name. It's
Well, we still say Q-tips.
Do you say cotton swab?
Oh, no, we say cotton buds. Cotton buds, yeah.
Hey,
listen, when are you going to get your hot lesbian writer to come on the show? We checked her out. She looks good.
Yeah, possibly sometime next week.
Where have you gone, Steve? Steve? Where's he gone, Steve?
Oh, sorry.
You're like my mum, right? My mum's mental. And so often you'll be talking to her on the phone, then suddenly she'll... And you just go, Mum, take your thumb... off of the mouth. Oh, sorry, Ian. So I don't know. She does it all the flipping time.
That's not at all what I did. I was putting my middle finger on the mouth.
Oh, in that case, that's it. Yeah, because I didn't realise she'd written on Arrested Development as well. Not my mum, your friend.
Yes.
which is one of my favourite shows of all time.
Well, I will definitely have her call in. The only difficulty is that it's like 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over in L.A.
Right.
When your show is on.
So?
You know.
What's the problem there?
She has a job.
So? She can have a 15-minute fag break.
Exactly. So, cigarette break. I'll just have to, like, maybe I'll email Chris before the show and have him call her.
Definitely. If you send us an email with her number and a prearranged time, and we will give her a call.
All right. Excellent.
In fact, Steve, have a good weekend. I'll speak to you later on.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's time for the latest travel news now. It's Will.
Cheers, Ian. Good news for the North Circular tonight. North Circular Road southbound still very heavy from Charlie Brown's roundabout down to Ilford Hill because of an earlier accident. It was closed off for some time. Fully reopened now, but still very heavy. There is a crash, though, that's closed off Wandsworth Bridge heading northbound and also still looking busy on the northern stretch of the M25 going clockwise from junction 21A towards 22 at London Coney. That's after an earlier accident. A5 Edgware Road been causing us problems throughout most of today. It's still closed both ways between the Marylebone flyover and the junction of Hall Road just before you get to Maida Vale tube station. It's because of a burst water main. Repair works are still ongoing there. Sure you've heard about that in the news today. Stoke Newington, temporary lights up and working on the A10 Stamford Hill at the junction with Manor Road. And in East Ham, some roadworks on High Street North at Plashett Road to look out for. Also in the city, restrictions and roadworks on Gracechurch Street at the junction with Fenchurch Street. Underground looking fine, but the DLR has been suspended between Cross Harbour and Lewisham because of an incident at Cutty Sark. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update in half an hour.
Carol McGiffin, Sunday mornings at the new time from 11.
You know, at the times when people go to work, when people rely on our trains and our public transport, and every single morning there is something along the lines of, there are no trains going from so-and-so into insert name of London station. What do you mean, no trains? Oh, we haven't got any staff. Well, employ some more staff. Oh, late-running engineering work. Don't overrun. People have got to go to work.
Carol McGiffin. Has she gone off the rails?
Sunday mornings at the new time from 11. LBC 97.3.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two. But I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. give blood.
Whether you commute, race, or are a cycling novice, if two wheels is your thing, then the Cycle Show is for you. Sneak a preview of the new 2008 models before they hit the shops. You can buy the latest clothing ranges, see the best accessories, and watch top professionals compete at the Trials Arena. Test the newest bikes on massive mountain bike, commuter, and kids tracks, and take the Duathlon Challenge. For details, log on to cycleshow.co.uk. The Cycle Show. Today and all this weekend at Earl's Court. Tickets available at the door. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Bill Blimey. There we go. I was going to say, come back and say something. Oh, an email here from Heather Mayfield. Have a guess. Right, Alex, we'll start with you. Who do you think, because you like cats, who do you think invented the cat flap? Don't look at the screen, actually, because I've forgotten who it was. Hang on.
Sir Arthur Flapp.
No! Good guess. Anna, do you know who invented the cat flap?
Never really thought about that before, actually.
I think about it. Go on.
Okay.
It's going to blow your mind.
Someone called Catherine.
No.
No. I don't know.
Who do you think invented the cat flap?
Graham?
Terry Wogan. No, he didn't. Sir Isaac Newton! Isaac Newton invented... Is that impressive or is it not? Or is that too posh for you?
Didn't he have other things to do?
What else did he invent? He invented...
Gravity.
Physics.
He invented physics. He invented helicopter. Did he invent a helicopter or was that Leonardo da Vinci?
Da Vinci.
Okay.
Electric.
He invented electric. And then it's just like he was bored, so he just invented the cat flap for a laugh. That's genius. My cat flap is better, but that's
didn't he invent pockets as well?
No, that was Tobias Pockets in 1968. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you invent cat steps?
I didn't invent cat steps. I've got cat steps that I've made out of old Kiss videos and also Pretty in Pink. But no, cat steps you can buy. You can buy cat steps for cats and dogs that are a little bit too old, or if the cat flap's too high. But I've got three-tiered cat steps going up to the cat flap.
But you did invent the cat flap door.
I invented the cat flap door, which is, you have it on inside doors, so it'd be like the door from the hallway to the living room, and it opens on a sideways spring, so it opens sideways, like a normal door, and it's an exact replica of the door that it's a part of. That's genius. Stick that up your backside, Newton. John is in Croydon. Hello, John. Oh, we're going to call up Peter in Brazil after the news at 9 o'clock. Peter, if you're listening, after nine, we'll give you a call. Jonathan.
Who? I'm not Jonathan. I'm John.
Athan.
No. Anyway.
Yes, Jonathan.
My name is not and has never been Jonathan.
What is your name?
John.
Athan.
No. How come it's not called the Newton flap, then?
Yeah, exactly. Good point. You can't have been that clever.
And also very stupid are the Americans who say docile and missile instead of docile and missile.
They are stupid, aren't they? But they've got missile, so I'm kind of happy to go along with what they say.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think I've worked with the daughter of anyone famous.
Oh, we're asking, have you ever worked with the daughter of someone famous?
My sister went to the same school as the daughter of Adam Faith, I think.
That doesn't count. That doesn't come into the category.
Is that close enough?
No, it's not. Let's just check. Worked? No. With? No. The daughter? No. Of someone? No, it doesn't tick any box, John.
I took photographs at David Such's funeral.
Right. Well, thought it was my daughter's. Okay. Well, that's what was that like?
Oh, it was fun. There were loads of loonies there.
Yeah.
And the church was packed with 200 various loonies and Elvis impersonators and musicians and famous people and Doc Cox and
Doc Cox. Wow.
Yeah.
No.
And Eric Bubbler Bubbler Hall.
Mm.
And
oh, he's a strange fellow, isn't he?
Yeah. Or at least he was when he was an LBC presenter, so I presume he...
When was he at LBC? I vaguely remember that.
Oh, it would have been about, 10...
I remember him on Talk Sport.
10 years ago, perhaps.
Yeah, I've interviewed him. He's a nice fella, but he's hard work. Can I just say thank you to everyone who's sending in the emails of support, or support and criticism, saying, why have you let some weird bloke into the studio with you? I don't quite know unless he's worked out, and we will have to have a security review.
What, you mean Idiot Chris?
Who?
Do you mean Idiot Chris?
Is any one of you three called Idiot Chris?
Yeah, it's me.
I did not know that was your name. Yes, him.
Oh. Yeah, well, doesn't he usually hang around and sort of do...
Never seen him before in my life.
Yeah, I do.
Never seen him before in my life. So, anyway, what I was going to talk about was noisy eaters, John.
Oh, yes.
I was having a fry-up today, and the guy next to me was... do you know what? It shouldn't have bothered me, but every snuffle and every mouthful he had, I was getting more and more tense, and I wanted to say, will you flipping well shut up? That is disgusting.
Where exactly was this?
It was in a cafe in Crouch End.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I was wondering how and why you had a person next to you.
Well, it was in a cafe. It was quite crowded. And it was, and it, then it reminded me... it was just disgusting, John. I don't know what the etiquette is in dealing with... But why do people eat noisily? Where is the pleasure in that?
I think they're probably just sadistic and stupid.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, thanks for that.
And also...
Yes.
I was at the same university as the nephew of Camilla Parker.
Right, I'm going to go, because it's absolute rubbish.
Understand more about yourself, the way you think, behave and communicate with people around you.
Make sense of your world with Psychologies, the first women's magazine that's about what we are really like, not just what we look like.
This month... We have more choices than ever before at work and at home, but many couples are finding their changing roles cause more trouble than they solve. Find out how men and women can understand each other better. And what do we mean by infidelity?
Make sense of your world with Psychologies magazine. New issue, out now. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
So... If you're prepared to admit that you're a noisy eater, can you give us a call? And if you've got some food there, it'd be good to hear you eat, I think. If we can hear you eat. Let's find London's... Type that in. London's noisiest eater. 0845 6060 973. Let's find... It could be disgusting listening for the last hour of the show. I do apologise about that. We want to find London's noisiest eater. Or if you live with someone who's... I used to work with a guy called Chris, who used to produce a show I did on the radio...
I'm still here.
And he was disgusting, like chomping away, and I just couldn't. It's horrible. So, 0845 6060 973. Lisa's in the Leighton.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi, Ian. Hi.
Hi.
It's just a topic of taking pictures at funerals.
Oh, yes.
I'm from the Caribbean community.
Okay.
I'm from the island in the Caribbean.
I'm spotting a theme here. Go on.
Yeah, and one of the things about funerals for us, it's very much like weddings, it's kind of a cultural thing.
Right.
That we actually meet up, people that you don't see throughout the year and for many years sometimes, actually meet up when there's a funeral and all the relatives and extended family friends are invited.
Yes.
It's often one of the places we meet people we haven't seen for years and years.
Yeah.
And taking pictures of a funeral or video, which I've done on several occasions.
You've taken a video, funeral
yes.
video.
Yes, on several occasions. In fact, the last funeral I went to, one of the last ones I went to, I asked if they wanted it done because we often do it, and they weren't sure about it. So I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take it for you. You don't have to see it, but if you should want it after, then it's there for you.
We got
you.
It. And if you don't want it, we can burn the tapes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what happened, actually, is very shortly after, they requested it. They said, you know that film you took? We would really love to see it. And one of the reasons was...
Yeah.
When you're overtaken with grief and you've got all this friend and family there,
yes,
you it all flies past you. You don't know who turned up and who didn't.
Yeah,
you're in such a state on that day, and it was incredible for them to sit down and watch all the people who came and pay tribute to this guy after he died.
Did no one come up to you and say, "What the hell are you doing? Put that away. Have a little bit of respect."
No, because it happens all the time.
Well, okay,
it's normal. No. You know, pictures are taken of people in their caskets. It's a normal thing. I've got loads of pictures of family relatives. Relatives and friends
dead.
Who've been taken their caskets. It's quite accepted in our, you know, in our community.
Ooh, I've only ever seen one dead person. It's my granddad, and it didn't look anything like him. He looked really short. Why do dead people look shorter?
I have no idea. They usually do look rather diminished.
Yeah, he looked tiny. And he's a big, tall, lanky fellow like me, but he looked tiny in the coffin.
That's not unusual. Ooh. I think most people say that.
Lisa, listen.
Often you,
Go on. What did you say?
Often you wouldn't recognise them.
No.
In one of my friend's family, her daughter didn't recognise her at all.
Yeah.
But she did say afterwards, well, if it wasn't for the mole on Mum's head, she didn't look like Mum.
Wow. Lisa, listen, thank you very much for that. We've got to move on.
Okay.
Cheers.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the dead. That's right. That's right. I believe that is almost... that's borderline serious issue. Martin?
Yeah.
Can I come back to you after the news?
Wonderful idea. Yeah. But see if you can get Philip on air.
Okay, well, Philip from South Norwood.
Yeah, I need to apologise.
Oh, okay. Philip from South Norwood, if you're listening, this is an emergency plea. We need you to call in 0845-6060-973. 0845-6060-973. Philip from South Norwood, if you're listening, call in now. Also, if you're not Philip from South Norwood, call in now, because we've only got three more calls to get us through the next hour of the show. And I'll be honest, I'm good. I'm not that good. So, we'll have a little recap when we get back. We might throw some more stuff into the mix. And we're trying to find London's noisiest eater. Although I already suspect that we're trying to sell a pup on this one. More of your calls after the latest LBC 9.3.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, postal strikes outlawed, but will workers go back to their jobs? Another superbug outbreak, and Al Gore says his Nobel Prize will help the environment. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. Next week's planned postal strikes have been outlawed by a High Court judge. Royal Mail went to court after some workers staged a third day of unofficial action over pay jobs and pensions. Sky's Emma Birchley at the Royal Mail's Mount Pleasant sorting office says another argument's erupted.
Tonight, the Communication Workers Union claiming that Royal Mail are recruiting agency staff, 1,000 agency staff, to clear the backlog. Now, Royal Mail have denied that, but the war of words is continuing this evening, as are the negotiations.
Sources close to talks between the two sides say progress has been made. Three teenagers have been jailed for between 3 and 5 years for their part in the rape of a disabled woman in South London. The trio, who were between 16 and 19 years old, attacked her as she went out in Thornton Heath to buy some cigarettes in October 2006. They were caught after DNA from the victim's coat linked one of the suspects to the scene of the assault. A wet weekend for some in Maida Vale as they assess the flood damage to their homes. All water and electricity supplies have been restored after a burst water main on the A5 Edgware Road caused homes to be evacuated. An ex-nightclub doorman's gone on trial at the Old Bailey, charged with murdering two women in southwest London. Levi Belfield's accused of killing French student Alamelie Delarange and 19-year-old Marsha McDonald in 2003 and 2004. The 39-year-old denies all the charges against him. Six people are being treated for the potentially deadly Clostridium difficile bug at a city hospital. NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde says they're suffering from the illness at the Victoria Infirmary in Glasgow and are being treated in an isolation ward. It comes the day after the C. diff bacterium was linked to 90 deaths in Kent by a Healthcare Commission study. Former US Vice President Al Gore has won the Nobel Peace Prize. Along with the UN Climate Change Panel, Mr. Gore's been recognised for raising awareness of global warming. And he says it's not just for him.
I will accept this award on behalf of all of those who have been working so long and so hard to try to get the message out about this planetary emergency.
In sport, into the second half in League Two at Griffin Park, and it's Brentford 1, Rotherham 0. Lee Thorpe has got the goal after 55 minutes. If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel news for the North Circular southbound's very slow. That's from the M11 towards Ilford Hill after an earlier accident. There's also a separate crash within the queue. And London's weather, well, it's going to feel warm. Some drizzle and misty, murky cloud around as well. Lows of 15 degrees Celsius. It's currently 17 in Islington. You're listening to LBC. It's now 3 minutes past nine.
LBC Plus at lbc.co.uk. Just click and listen again. Look around you. How many of the people around you right now could become ill at any time? At GlaxoSmithKline, we undertake medical research to develop new drugs for today and tomorrow. We just need you to help us with our clinical trials at our research unit at Clinical Imaging Centre London. You'll be paid for your time and commitment if you take part in a study. So, if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
What if someone you loved...
Okay, we'll meet you at the airport. I love you.
I love you, too.
...just disappeared...
And never entered the United States.
He was on that plane.
Critics are calling Rendition powerful.
No one has told me why I'm here or what I've done.
A spectacular and gripping film...
There must be some reason why they would take
it. My husband is not a terrorist.
...that has Oscar written all over it.
What we're doing is saving lives.
You have my husband. Just tell me he's okay!
Reese Witherspoon, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Meryl Streep. Rendition. In cinemas from Friday, October 19th. Rated 15.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
Thanks everyone that's called in to enter the Noisy Eater competition. Thanks a lot for that. No! No one has called in for that. No one!
I didn't
I'm not
that...
talking to you! No one has called in. I know it's a Friday night and people have got better things to do on a Friday night. For example, I don't know, poking knives into their eyes rather than listen to this. That's... I don't know. What else have we got? Well, we're still... Oh, I don't know. Can we go home early? Can we just go home an hour early tonight? Is that... we allowed to do that? There must be a contingency plan that if the presenter just gets bored and wants to go home and have his tea and watch telly. Well, we must be allowed to do that. Well, you know what? For the last hour, just call in about whatever you want. Don't care. Anything you want to call in about for the last hour. Yes, we've talked about taking pictures at funerals. I'm bored of that one now. Oh, well, have you ever worked with the daughter of someone famous? Maybe that's a little bit too selective, but I don't care. So far, we've had Dot Cotton, Peter Talk and Ronnie Corbett, which is pretty good going. Swap. Let's read through this list, OK, and see if any of these get your fancy. You know, give us a call. Martin?
Yeah?
I'm going to read through this list.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Jehovah's Witnesses...
That's the people who knock on your doors.
Yes. Does anyone ever convert to them?
No, my mum always tells them about her religion and they get bored and go away.
But because I saw some the other day, right, and they were stopping people in the street. They were so full of love for Jehovah that they couldn't even wait to get up the drive to speak to someone, up the pathway to knock on a door. They were just stopping people in the street, like 8 o'clock in the morning, trying to give them Watchtower, and the bloke went, "Get stuffed." So does anyone ever recruit to the Jehovah's Witnesses through...
No, I think it's all family members, isn't it?
I think it is. I'm not suspicious. Well, no, I'm suspicious of how they get their numbers up. OK. I've also got... Can the Prime Minister pardon people from jail, like in Prison Break and 24?
No, they'd have to go for an act, wouldn't they, at Parliament?
OK. When did you realise you were shrinking? Because we saw a picture of Paul McCartney. Have you seen Paul McCartney in the papers this week?
He's small.
He's tiny. And he looks old. Doesn't he look old?
Yeah, but you do shrink as you get older.
You do, but so when did you realise you were shrinking, Martin?
I'm not there yet, hopefully.
Okay. Why does the HSBC, that's a bank, yep, have their own radio station, and how do you get a job on it? Well, it does sound quite desperate, that, doesn't it?
I know, but what sort of adverts will they be playing to their own staff?
HSBC. Are there any other good radio stations in companies? Because I know that what's the chemist? There's a chemist that's got one.
Oh yeah, Lloyd's.
Lloyd's, the chemist, have got their own radio station.
Yeah, it's really weird when you go in there.
It is strange, and it's all right actually. They should do it on DB. I'd listen to Lloyd's Pharmacy Radio.
Yeah, but you have to stand around waiting for your prescription to get filled in. So you just stand around and wait, listen to good music.
Why in the chemist do they only have one chair?
Yes, I've noticed that.
There's
as well.
Only ever one chair in a corner or sort of by the counter.
It's a little old lady, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you sit on it, you kind of you do get frowned upon.
Yeah, you don't sit on it if you're young.
First come, first serve. That's my reckoning. Yeah. You get there first, you get the... So, other good company radio stations? I'm going to give out the number, because I'm not being funny, Martin. It might just be me and you for the next hour.
Well, it could be hospitals. They've got good radios.
0845-60-60-973. This is rubbish, this topic. This is rubbish and probably slightly offensive.
Okay.
In tower blocks, does it cost more to have a top floor flat rather than a bottom floor flat?
I hate top floor flats.
Why, are you scared?
No, it's always the lift's broken. You always end up walking up all the bloody flights of stairs. It drives me up the wall.
Okay, so in tower blocks, does it cost more to have a top floor flat rather than a bottom floor flat? Surely it's further to travel. Okay, that's one to...
Better view.
What?
Better view.
Best,
a lot of stairs.
The best places for Dion, who's a regular caller and used to be an MI6 agent, the best places for Dion to get a new job.
At his age?
Well, he's only 48.
Yeah, he's just a bit older than me, and I don't plan to get a new job because I don't think I would get another job at my age.
Okay, but he's retired from MI6.
Yeah, but as a spy, what could you get after being a spy?
Well, he could be a security guard.
Well, that's if he's built for it, but most spies are sort of incognito. You're not supposed to recognise what they are. They're not James Bond, they're just sort of average Joe.
They're not fat, though. You're not saying he's fat, are you?
I'm saying that, you know, he might not be Mr. Fit. Yeah, because Mr. Fit, you'd notice Mr. Fit if he was going through,
He's fed LSD to someone in China. He's fit. battery burn, what the hell happened? Oh, that's boring, I burnt myself on a bat. Oh, no, it's not boring, right? I've got an automatic cat feeder, Martin, right? Automatic, so...
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So you can use me if you're going away on holiday. And also, because the cat wakes me up in the morning for breakfast, I put her breakfast in it, so it goes off about 6:30, she has that, and she goes out and then she leaves us alone, she's great.
And yours broke?
Well, no, I put a battery in it, right? And there's a little thing on there that shows you that it's working, and it wasn't working. I thought, maybe the battery's dead. So I took the battery out... But the battery was boiling hot within 10, 15 seconds. And I burnt my finger. And I think what it was
it back to front?
Well, no, it wasn't in back to front. But, you know, you get the springy end of the battery holder.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a metal flap.
Yeah.
The metal flap had turned back on itself and was sticking out.
It was shorting out.
Oh, was that what was happening?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I really burnt myself on a battery.
You could have burnt down your little food dispenser.
It's made of plastic. It's a good job I checked it, isn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't have burnt the whole kitchen down, unless you've got wooden floors.
Okay, no, we haven't.
Oh, you're right.
Does anyone use... I'm using up all these topics for the next month. Does anyone... And if anyone's listening to these, and if any of these apply to you, 0845-60-60-973, we'll call... Peter in Brazil, we'll give you a call after 4:15, don't worry.
I've got a couple of things to say, though. Can I say a couple of things?
No.
Is that all right?
Does anyone use those invisible postcode pens still? And do the police even bother checking stolen goods for the postcodes? Do you remember those in the
80s? Yeah.
Anyone use them?
They've stopped doing neighbourhood watch in our area.
Really?
Yeah, we used to have stickers and the copper coming round every so often.
No.
A little meeting once a month.
No.
None of that happens anymore.
Good. Waste of time.
And then there's a sign at the end of our roads, rusted away.
Okay. And here's the last one.
Okay.
And this is a rubbish one. I didn't come up with this one. Is Child's Play a sci-fi movie? Because it was on the Sci-Fi Channel last night. That's the worst topic.
My film's on the Sci-Fi Channel sometimes.
What is?
My film.
What film?
The film I was in. Walking Zombie.
Which film was that?
Life Force. You get to see me get shot in the front of the head and the back of my head explode.
Oh, man, alive.
I fall out of a helicopter, a belly pistol exploded in my chest.
Yeah.
Peter Firth shoots me in the head. That's who shoots me in the head.
Who's Peter Firth?
He was playing an SAS man in the film. Finley was in the film.
Oh, OK. Well, I know Frank Finley. Well, I'll have a look for that then.
Yeah, hey, Martin, it was rubbish.
We came out
at the same time as Star Wars.
I see, yes, and yes, OK.
In that case, it was rubbish. We had to compete against Star Wars.
Martin, listen, I'm not even funny, mate, but you've been going on for ages. Do you want to
I haven't even told you about my silly film collection.
Do you want to get to your point?
Yeah, OK, silly film.
Yes.
Funerals.
Yes.
I got all these films, old films, off an old priest who passed away.
Yes.
And I've got on there the Pope's funeral, films from his... from the priest's perspective.
Well, hang on.
The film from the TV company.
The Pope's funeral film from the priest. Well, you've got to sell that on eBay.
Yeah, but it's on Cine 8 Super. It's not worth anything.
No, it's on eBay. That's an historic document.
Right. I've also got a load of Polish famous people being buried and things.
God.
But it's all from the priest's perspective, the other side of the you know, where you're not standing.
Right.
He wasn't conducting the service. He was just standing in the background filming everything.
Right.
So So yeah, I suppose it could be worth something. But who'd want old Polish films? And
I don't know, like a load of Catholics.
Oh, yeah, they might. They might.
Yeah, of course they would.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just copy on to DVD and just sell all the copies of DVDs instead.
You should do that. Put it on DVD. I don't know. Funny you talk about this, because my girlfriend's mum was round today, and she was saying that they've got, they've got dozens of cine film in the attic, cine films. And I said, well, you should get those out and have a little screening, because there's something special, isn't there, about having a cine film screening, about the whole thing of drawing the curtains.
It's plain magic. It's all out of focus.
It's all out of focus. Setting up the screen, getting the...
Just use a white wall. Easier.
Oh, no, I like having the screen. It's good.
Yeah, but it always moves at the wrong point. You know, it's a little daft and it just wobbles a bit.
So I've talked her into having this. She's going to have an evening of showing cine films. I can't wait. I'm well excited.
My mum's got loads of cine film of us as kids, and I've already transferred all that onto DVD.
I have got none. I've got none.
None? No, my whole life's on film, but it's now all on DVD.
Martin, Philip's not called in. Why did you want to apologise to him?
Well, last night I called him boring, but I didn't mean that. What I actually meant to say
Did you mean dull?
I meant he was... I was jealous of his high knowledge of films.
Well done. Well backed out.
I watch loads of films, but I don't have that knowledge. I mean, I constantly watch films, but I can't remember who directed one.
Martin, you're embarrassing yourself. You're sounding desperate, and you're better than that. So I'm going to leave you there. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. 0845 6060973. Leave that bottom line free, because when we come back, I shall phone up Peter in Brazil. Time for this. It's the Travel News now, it's Will.
Thank you very much. North Circular Road southbound tonight, still slow moving from Charlie Brown's down towards Ilford after an earlier accident, still busy on the carriageway. Pretty slow for the Wandsworth Bridge on the northbound side as well, with a crash there. A5 Edgware Road, that's closed both ways between the Marylebone flyover and the junction of Hall Road. That's just before you get to Maida Vale Tube Station, and that's because of a burst water main. In Stoke Newington, there are temporary lights up and working on the A10 Stamford Hill at the junction with Manor Road. In East Ham, temporary lights there on the High Street North at the junction with Plashett Grove, and in the city, restrictions because of roadworks on Gracechurch Street at Fenchurch Street. For the Underground, just heard that the Metropolitan and Piccadilly lines have both been suspended between Uxbridge and Ruislip Station because of a signal problem. And Docklands Light Railway services still not running between Cross Harbour and Lewisham because of an incident at Cutty Sark. So that DLR is still suspended between those two points between Cross Harbour and Lewisham. National Rail train services all still running up to timetable though tonight. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update in half an hour.
Do you need more time with Nick?
To come back to the story that's on so many of your front pages.
Or do you want to catch up with Clive?
Seems a bizarre story, but apparently it's true.
LBC Plus lets you listen again to a whole world of LBC programmes with no interruptions.
No secular, though,
no interruptions. You can listen on your computer or transfer to your iPod or MP3 player to listen on the move.
There's a whole archive of LBC programmes for you to choose from.
Or you can catch some special features you just won't hear on the radio.
You can join from just £2 a month by going to lbc.co.uk and clicking on LBC Plus.
LBC Plus. Just click and listen.
Ding dong. I say, looking for a new pad to buy or rent in the capital? Then open the right doors with rightmove.co.uk, the UK's number one property website. From renting a studio to buying a muse house, they add a rather impressive 2,500 properties every day. So, if you're hunting for a home to buy or rent in London, open the right doors at rightmove.co.uk for properties with a little more. Ding dong.
Whether you commute, race, or are a cycling novice, if two wheels is your thing, then the Cycle Show is for you. Sneak a preview of the new 2008 models before they hit the shops.
You can buy the latest clothing ranges,
see the best accessories, and watch top professionals compete at the Trials Arena. Test the newest bikes on massive mountain bike, commuter, and kids tracks,
and take the Duathlon Challenge.
For details, log on to cycleshow.co.uk. The Cycle Show. Today and all this weekend at Earl's Court. Tickets available at the door.
LBC 97.3. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's
Good Evening.
Jason, we'll come to you in a minute. I'm struck by two emails I've had. Who'd have thought I'd received two emails, both mentioning the name Pilar? Isn't that strange? PK's emailed in from laughriot.co.uk. Ian, I think I recognise that bloke in the studio. It's someone from BBC soap opera El Dorado, either Marcus Tandy or Pilar. Okay, that's good. And then we've got an email from Argentina from a bloke called This is the best name. Ferdinand Pavel Martin Pilar. What a name. That is an Argentinian name. My name is Fernando. I live in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and every day I listen to the radio through the internet, especially your programme, which I consider is the best radio show ever. Also, it helps me to improve my English. We are monitoring your radio waves and improving our English. There we go. Argentina. Right, let's phone up Brazil. Where's Peter's email with the phone number? Right, so, hang on a second. So, get rid of that. Oh, that's a Japanese. That's Miss Duckwest. So, that's... Oh. Peter writes the blogs for us pretty much every day. If you want to see the blogs, you can go to lbc.co.uk and go to the presenter blogs, and it's all there. And it's... Now, this is his mobile number. So, it's going to cost a fortune, isn't it? Let's see what happens. Let's go. Did I do it wrong? Here we go.
Hello?
Peter!
Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
Peter, it's good to speak to you again, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, why does it... Because you're miles away, I feel I need to shout to you. I don't need to. We're on telephones. We can talk perfectly normal. I'm very well, Peter. Now, what's it like in Brazil at the moment?
It's good. I have a day off. It's kind of a holiday. I don't care for what it is, but I get a day off work, so it's good.
Sweet. Nice one.
What's happening here.
What's the weather like?
It's sunny, kind of. Yeah. Not really.
It's grey and cold over here, and I love it. It's the best weather in the world.
I love it, too. I hope that when I go there in June. It's all grey and rainy.
So now, what time is it in Brazil?
What time is it in London?
Is what?
What time is it there? I think it's 5-something. It's like a 5:15.
You know, okay, it's 20:15. So hang on, you're coming over to London in June, aren't you? Now... Interestingly enough, Mike, you're welcome to come in the studio. When you come over, I want you to come in. But my contract runs out in May, so who knows if I'll still be here? We just don't know, Peter. But if I'm still here,
You better renew it.
Well, I'm up for renewing it. Maybe if a deal can be hammered out. But who knows? But if I'm still here, Peter, you must come in. Now, you've written an excellent blog for us this evening. I won't give it away, but I've sent it to Chris. He'll post it up on the website later on.
Oh, good. It was rubbish. Thank you.
No, it's good. I thought it was very funny today. It made me chuckle. Now, are there any of the topics you feel you can contribute to?
I don't know. Maybe all of them. I guess all of them.
Oh, that's a very brave... It's a brave statement, Peter. You think you can do all of them. Okay, well, let's start with... how do you spell swap in Brazil?
We spell it T-R-O...
What?
C-A.
What, hang on, T-R-O's...
Yeah, I mean...
Trocker?
Yeah, that's what it means. That's how we say it in Brazil.
Okay. Well, you've cheated there. You've used a foreign language. You've used a bit of Portuguese. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, but we use it whenever I write it and whenever I read it, it's with an A.
Okay.
It's S-W-A-P.
Good lad. Okay. Have you ever worked with the daughter of someone famous? And they can be Brazilian
not
famous.
Really. Well, kind of, but not really. I work with my boss has a famous daughter, which is not the same, but I've seen her at the office, so I kind of work in an office.
It's turned on its head. Your boss has a famous daughter. Who is she?
She's not famous in England.
Doesn't matter.
She's kind of a famous TV star here.
Oh, man, that's good. Is she hot?
It's horrible.
What show is she on?
Some crap show here. I don't even know the name.
Oh, man, this is... Peter's so dismissive of everything. I love it. Okay. Do you take pictures at funerals?
Well, funny enough, when I was at a funeral for my nan a few weeks ago...
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
No one was taking pictures.
Go on.
At the funeral itself, but we all got together for dinner and all that stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
So, lots of pictures taken there.
Well, the dinner afterwards I can kind of understand, but the actual act of the funeral, that seems a little bit odd, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean,
it's nuts.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're burying your nan or your mom or whoever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are taping it. Are you going to go home and say, oh, let's watch Jen getting buried? Look at that.
It's a freaky thing, but yeah. we're getting loads of people phoning up saying, well, yeah, it's, we've done it. Well, I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, because they're freaks.
Yeah, man, they're weirdos. Okay, we'll give you one more, Peter. Are you a noisy eater? This one's just gone ballistic, the noisy eating. I'm really glad I brought this up. Are you a noisy eater, or do you know any noisy eaters?
Not really. I go out to eat sometimes at work, I get to sit close to noisy eaters, but not before I know.
I hate it. It actually makes me angry. And with every noisy chomp, I get tenser and tenser.
Yeah, I got furious at a boy once when I was in England at a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I got furious at him and his mom because he was looking at our table, eating noisily, with food just gushing out of his mouth.
Yeah.
So I got to say, look, lady, take care of your kid, else I'm going to call the manager and all that, and then...
Wow.
Got sorted out.
Wow, you threatened to call... How old was the kid?
I don't know, like 7.
So hang on. Well, hang on, he's only 7. You're allowed to be a noisy eater when you're 7. So you threatened to call the manager because a 7-year-old was eating noisily? Jeez!
Well, I was 12.
Oh, you were 12. Okay, right, fair enough.
Yeah, I was nuts. I'm not nuts.
No. Peter, what are you doing this weekend in Brazil? Are you going? Is there a carnival or something on?
No, carnival sucks. I mean, it's horrible. Next week, I'm going to the Formula One race, so that should be good.
Oh, why would that be good? Formula One is so dull.
No, it's cool. I get a VIP pass. I get to look inside the pits and all that, and ladies.
Well, you get to look at cars and ladies. Oh, hang on a second. Yes, I can see.
Yeah.
Well, Peter, listen. Peter, it's good to talk to you, fella.
I have a question for you.
Bring it on.
Yep. Is the Pod Club officially dead?
The Pod Club is officially dead. Long live the Pod Club. I'm afraid it is.
You are not big.
What? Hang on a minute.
It was a great idea.
I know it was a great idea, but it was. Things have changed at LBC 97.3, and it means that we probably can't get away with it now. We can't get away with such lazy radio.
Is that why you have a new producer now?
Sorry?
Is that why you have a new producer? Because things are changing.
Well, I don't know who that fella is sitting there.
Yeah, got rid of that Muppet Chris.
Yeah, we got rid of him. Peter, listen, have a good weekend. Keep emailing. Speak to you later on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love time delay. It's the coolest thing, man. Just when you're trying to... I like it when it's even bigger than that. It used to be worse in the old days. In the 90s, even. The old days, the 90s. Time delays used to be massive when you were talking because of the satellites and stuff. I love it. Jason, sorry to keep you waiting so long.
Not at all. How are you, Mr. Lee?
I'm very, very good. What can I do for you?
I'm not well this evening.
You're not well?
No, I've got bad throat.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Someone told me to gargle with mouthwash. To soothe in the throat.
I could believe that. If it's got alcohol in, yeah.
Anyway.
You want to gargle with warm, salty water. Salty water.
Yeah, I tried that. It hasn't worked.
No, you want a lot of salt. You want a bucket load in there. Yeah, you want to put a lot in there.
I
nearly came out then. That's funny, isn't it?
I might choke. I am baffled by LBC.
Oh, yes, that's us. What?
Well, how can I say this?
Please say it, Jason.
Alan Joyce, or is it Adam Joyce?
It's Aaron Joyce.
Aaron Joyce.
Aaron Joyce.
He holds London's biggest mystery.
I don't think it's... What are we referring to here before I make a rude innuendo?
Last Sunday, I came out of my local, and when I went in the cab, they had the 11 o'clock news on.
Oh, yes.
And then the travel report came on. This is last Sunday at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And
Sunday.
He said, I'm pretty sure it was him, that there was a fire in Oxford Street.
Okay.
With 50-odd fire people, firemen, 10 fire engines, etc., etc.
I refuse to call them firefighters.
Of fire wasters.
Definitely firemen. I always call them firemen. Even the
fire
ladies.
Outputters.
Fire outputters. There we go. Firesmiths. Right.
So I told the cab driver, rather than to take me home, to take me up Oxford Street.
You wanted to see the fire?
Yes.
Okay. But
there was no such thing.
Oh.
But he said there's a building that's on fire and they don't believe that anyone's in the building and they're still there.
Well, maybe you couldn't see the fire, though.
No, we went... I told them to sort of do all the parallel roads going out Boxer Street in case it was cordoned off.
What?
I didn't see no smoke or no fire engines.
I must admit, and I don't need to admit it, and I probably won't, because I'll probably get in trouble. No, what are you talking about? The travel is always accurate.
Of course it is, but I went on the internet,
yeah,
and there was no reference, so I then phoned up a couple of days later, and I spoke to the producer before you gentlemen come on, called David.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he said, yes, it was absolutely true, and I asked him to email it, because I had a bet on with my friend, who said I was talking porkies.
Yes.
And I can't prove that LBC are correct.
Jason, I do know that sometimes Aaron Joyce lies about the travel so that he can get home quicker. Jason, I'm going to go. Thank you very much for that. 0845 6060 973.
Are you disappointed with your endowment policy? Have you received a letter saying your endowment may not pay off your mortgage? If so, and you're thinking of surrendering your policy back to the life company, make sure you call AAP first to see how much more it could be worth. David Taylor from Oxford sold his policy through AAP and used the money to pay off his mortgage.
I'd asked my life company how much I could get for my policy. They told me £16,000. I called AAP and I got nearly £2,000 more. It was simple and quick, and AAP handled everything without any charge.
David is one of thousands who've sold their endowment policies through the UK's largest buyer. Call AAP now on 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30. I'm Sam Pittis. A High Court judge has outlawed further strikes planned by postal workers for Monday and Tuesday. The Royal Mail's been granted an injunction banning action next week, but unofficial strikes look set to continue. Three teenagers have been sentenced to up to 5 years in a young offenders institution for their part in the rape of a disabled woman in South London. Croydon magistrates heard how they forced a 32-year-old into an alley in Thornton Heath before assaulting and robbing her. Two men have been sentenced to 16 years each for conspiracy to rob security guards at cash machines across South London. 39-year-old Stephen Farrer from Greenwich and Mustafa Hunter from Holloway, who's also 39, were arrested after a Met Police flying squad operation in Charlton in October last year. Thames Water have told LBC we're likely to see more flooded streets and homes in London in the future. It comes after a burst water main pipe created a river of mud running through Maida Vale earlier. Skips were floating down the street at one point. And approaching full-time in League 2, it's Brentford 1, Rotherham 1. London's travel news. The Docklands Light Railway is suspended between Cross Harbour and Lewisham. That's because of an incident at Cutty Sark. And London's weather feeling warm with lows of 15 degrees, some cloud, mist and drizzle around as well. Right now we've got 17. This is LBC. It's 9:31.
How's that new shop you're working in, Dave?
It's getting really busy. I'm now doing Saturdays as well.
Oh, early to bed on Fridays then.
Yeah.
Tax credits are flexible and adapt to changes in your life. So if you've got some news, like a change to the number of hours you normally work, share it with us. That way, we can make sure you know where you stand with your payments. Tax credits from Revenue and Customs. Give us a call on 0845 300 3900.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
So, we've in a desperate attempt to get callers, I fired out, what, about 15 topics 20 minutes ago? You can just phone in with whatever you want, to be honest. It's quiet because it's a Friday night and everyone is out getting ready for Maxie Allen's second leaving do. What a greedy so-and-so. Chris, you have to go to this one, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, you see. Alex, you going to it?
No, they wouldn't let me go.
Why?
Because I got a
because you get violent. Oh, because you...
Yeah, and they get violent after a few drinks.
Anna, are you going? You...
I don't know who she is. Sorry.
That's the best answer I've heard all night. Well done. 0845 6060973. No, you were right. Is the phone number if you want to call up. We're here till 10 o'clock. And then it's Jim Davis is on at 10 o'clock, which would be nice. I like Jim. He's a nice fan. He's very tall, isn't he? We're talking about people shrinking. I think Jim Davis is growing. He's a huge fellow. Yeah, the first time I met him, I thought he was about 5'10". He's now about 6'5", something like that. Anyway, Nikki!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm fine.
You sound a bit miserable. What's wrong?
No, I'm not.
Come on, cheer up, love. What's wrong? It's the weekend.
I'm very nervous.
Are you working this weekend?
No, I'm off.
Yes. Isn't it good?
Great.
I love... Because for the last 18 months, I've been working Sunday evenings, and now suddenly... I don't do Sunday evenings anymore. Clive Ball does. And I love it.
Good.
Oh, it's the best thing. Anyway, yes, why have you called in?
My husband's jaw clicks when he eats.
Oh, no. The clicky jaw is awful.
Yeah, always has done.
I used to go out with a girl who could make her jaw click at will. She could stop it, but she could do that thing where she'd go... Oh, and it's just... Every mouthful, does it click?
Every mouthful, yeah. And his dad hums when he eats as well.
Oh, what, a tune, or...?
No, he just
goes... what a disgusting
family.
He's
about 73, so...
Well, there's no excuse, Nikki. You sound like quite a nice lady. What are you doing with those... that filth? Dump him and go and find someone who eats properly.
I'll do that.
Do you never say...
This weekend I'll do that.
Do it. You've got 2 days off. Do you never say to him, look, can you just stop clicking your jaw?
It doesn't worry me anymore.
It doesn't. You've grown deaf to it.
Yeah, got used to it, yeah.
Do you have any dirty eating habits?
No, none at all.
Girls, generally, I've only ever...
You?
Come across... No, my only bad eating habit is I eat really, really quickly.
Okay.
It's like it's a race. And then I always go at the end and go, oh, I've got really bad indigestion. Oh, and for like the next 3 hours, I'm like kind of just trying not to belch all the time. It's horrible.
Lovely.
But I've only ever met one girl that was a noisy eater, and it was the most unsexy thing I have ever seen in my life. A girl going, nom, nom, nom. Yeah. It was horrible. Nikki, thank you for that.
That's okay.
Have a good weekend.
Bye bye.
Bye. 0845 6060 973. It's Kate in the Ealing. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Oh, you sound husky.
Do you know what?
What?
I think I need to have...
You need what?
Because I think I need to have a drink.
A boozy drink?
No, just... I just think my throat's dry.
You sound so husky. It's a good sound. I like it.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You keep funning up like that, girlfriend.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Ian, I wanted to ask you something.
Well, go on.
Right, I'm at the bus stop, okay?
Yeah.
15 minutes I've waited for a bus.
Right.
A little bit frustrated, but I'm cool.
Okay.
And then a nun rocks up.
Okay? A nun rocked up, okay. Is this a joke? Are you about to tell me a joke?
No, it was real. It was real.
Where's the soap? Yes.
It was real.
I've never come this way before, yes.
Yeah, no, it's not like naughty or anything.
No.
So, the thing is there etiquette when nuns are involved with buses and whatever else? Because I'm thinking, okay, do I let her get on the bus first?
Yes, you do.
Because she's a lady, she's a nun.
Yeah.
Woman of God. Do I? Yeah. But the thing is, then I'm thinking, if she just pushes on, not very Christian.
No.
Yeah. But then, I think, if I don't let her on the bus, I might be struck down or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So in the end, I let her on the bus first. But then, she looked really uncomfortable. And I kind of...
Well, she's a nun. They look uncomfortable. You see what they've got to wear?
They do. But the thing is, right, do you not feel uncomfortable when you see nuns? I get really...
Nuns are scary.
Nervous. They are.
Nuns are scary.
I felt really nervous.
But the etiquette is, yes, if there's a religious figure, even though I'm not religious, if there's a religious figure, you let them get on the bus first.
No matter how old they are or anything else.
No, if there's... Was she a young nun?
Well, she... Do you know what? I'm not being... She wasn't old.
Really?
I mean, she wasn't that much older than me. Which I think... I'm not... It's like, as a guy, is there not something a bit like... Not sexy, but a bit weird, kind of weird, pervy sexy.
Well, do you know, I'm glad you brought
you
that up.
A young nun.
I'm glad seriously. You brought that up, because I was going to, and I thought better of it, but you've done it now.
Nice.
I have seen in various publications.
Okay.
There is. Well, no, I've.
Mail order.
I have seen that there is a fetish for the nun uniform. No, I tell you where I've seen it. In an Anne Summers catalogue. Not an Anne Summers, but like a sex catalogue, right? Let's just say I got one by accident.
Okay.
You know, looking for some stuff to wear. And they have sections in there for nuns' habits, like made out of PVC and leather and stuff like that. So there's obviously a thing for it. Now, it doesn't work for me, but I'm not religious, I'm not a Catholic, or I'm not whatever nuns are. So maybe there's got to be something...
I think there is.
..in it. But I remember once watching a karate film. God, this is weird. Watching a karate film called Jaguar Lives. It's rubbish.
Okay.
And in it, he's doing it with a nun, basically.
Oh, that's
and she's got all, like, sexy underwear on underneath her habit and stuff like that. That was quite good. But, yeah, there is a...
Okay,
here we go. The last 20 minutes. If anyone finds nuns sexy... 0845-6060-973.
I'd be really intrigued. Because you can't even... Is it because you can't see anything? Do you know what I mean? She could be really fat. She could have been really skinny.
Well, you can see if they're fat, though, can't you? Because they'd be, like,
kind
big,
of fat,
big
but
mama.
I was really looking. And to be honest... Yeah. Not that she was super skinny, but she wasn't big, but you couldn't really tell.
Generally, nuns aren't very pretty, though.
No, I know, but that's what I thought. But then, when you watch things like Sister Act, there was one that was quite pretty.
Sister Act?
So I'm thinking, is there one? Is there always going to be that
well, there's,
one?
The
like
woman,
the fat one and the ugly one and the pretty one.
The woman in this catalogue had a fantastic set of Bristols, let's be honest about
but you
it.
You can't see, you see, but no. That's the thing. Is it like this whole, you can't quite see them, but you can kind of see a bit, so is there a bit of kind of intrigue?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was a boy.
Was
just for a bit.
What?
No, but like
you're a weirdo.
No, I'm not. But I'm just intrigued to know where because you're.
Hang on a second, John. John.
Hello?
Do you find nuns sexy?
No comment. I've phoned up about Chucky.
Oh, so but you don't find nuns... Hang on. John, stay there a second. We've just got a couple of calls coming through. Let me just try... Hang on a minute. What's this? Why has this got a thingy by the old... Oh, we can... line four, do you find nuns sexy?
Yes. Cool.
Why?
I'm Justin. I've got a thing. I was in a pub.
All right.
Last night.
It's all hover, yeah.
Yeah. And this, it was a vicar and a nun.
I'm all right. I don't want to hear... I suspect he was going for a joke. Let's try... Line two. Hello, Pat. Hey.
Yeah,
Do you find nuns sexy?
Hey, have you ever seen Neighbours where there's this Greek girl, but she's a bit of a naughty girl, and then she goes off to be a nun?
Yeah, I'm right.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, man. And she's, like, really beautiful, but she wears a nurse's habit, and she's nice.
And that works for you, does it, Pat?
Oh, lovely.
Pat, thank you for that. Well, Kate, I think you've stumbled on something here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Cheers, Kate. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Well, yes. John.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, John. Sorry about to involve you in a sexy nun chat there. I do apologise.
No problems. Oh. Can I just say, you're asking about nuns and people's views of them. There was an engineer from the Honda Motorcycle Company in England.
Yes.
And with him coming from a different culture, somebody asked him what he thought when he saw a nun in England.
Yes.
And the Japanese gentleman said, well, he said, I have feelings of reverence.
he said what? Your phone cut out on the moment we needed it not to. What?
Oh, he said he had feelings of reverence.
Feelings of reverence.
Feelings of reverence, he said.
There we go. But that, nuns are creepy, aren't they? They are scary. Vicars aren't scary. Vicars look kind of cool, and you don't see vicars anymore with like the black shirt, the black jacket, and the dog collar. You don't really see those walking around. I like vicars, but nuns. Oh no, thank you.
Well, I was watching that movie once, The Omen, and it was there was a lot of the scene shot in London.
Omen's a good
film. Seemed to show crowds of nuns in London. I can't remember seeing crowds of nuns.
I haven't seen a nun for a while. You sometimes see them in pairs, but you don't see crowds of nuns. No.
You see it in. With Lev Schreiber, is it Naomi Watts husband when he was in that movie? But about the Chucky movies.
Yes, Child's Play. What was the question about that? why is it science fiction?
No, it's voodoo. It's Chucky voodoo. Is a character, a serial killer who began. It was two straight to video movies with Brad Dourif. And then you had Seed of Chucky and Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky, yes.
Yeah, those were the ones later on. But it's a movie about voodoo. But it's...
Hoodoo?
Voodoo. You know, voodoo, African voodoo.
Oh, yeah.
But it's... Voodoo. Chucky's always brought to life with a voodoo incantation. That's how he keeps...
How does the incantation go? Can you do it?
It's something to do with the...
I've got a Mr. Echo doll here. Let's see if we can recreate this. can you bring it to life?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame.
The first two Chucky movies, Ian, they were blamed for the first straight-to-video ones. They were a bit tacky.
But blamed for a lot of violent crimes in the 80s, yes, I know.
Blamed for a lot of murders.
Yeah, I know, they were... I know, I don't buy into that stuff films and... If you're going to kill someone, you're going to kill someone at some point... in your life, and you're not going to be made to kill someone by watching a film.
It's like some guy in London. He said, "You must have led a really sort of enclosed life. If by the 18, a film sort of influences you to go out and kill someone,
yes.
You must have had a really warped life.
You've got to be a fruitcake, John. Listen, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, sir.
Cheers, fella. There we go. Nice lad. Let's go to Bill in Leighton. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay, I'm just checking the dump buttons there. Okay, we're there.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, Bill, what have you called in about? And can you sing it for us?
Yeah. I don't want to sing.
Why? What's wrong, man?
I want to tell you a joke.
Well, I don't want to hear a joke.
Can I sing a joke?
You can sing a joke, yeah. Can you put your mouth near the phone as well?
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Is it a rude joke?
No.
Is it a racist joke?
I'm not racist.
Is it a homophobic joke?
I'm not homophobic.
Is it a disablest joke?
I like disabled people.
Well, never mind, we'll hear it anyway.
It's cool.
And keep that mouth and phone close together.
Oh, yeah.
That's better, good lad. What's he doing?
Anyway, do you want to hear it?
In song version, yes.
Okay. How do you make the nurse laugh?
I'm not getting any of the words you're singing. Bill?
How do you make a nun collapse?
How do you make a nun collapse? I don't think I want to hear it. I don't, someone take... Can you, someone get the listen to him? I don't think I necessarily want to hear that joke. James!
All right.
You've called in about postcode pens.
I have.
Go on, then.
Well, when you write on them, they use the UV light to show them up.
Yeah.
So if you're going out to, like, a club and they've got black light or whatever, you can write on yourself with a sort of not nice messages, you know, rude things. It's quite amusing. And then people come up and say, you know, what have you got written on you? And you go, you know, how did that get there?
So would you, is that what you do, then?
I've done that once or twice.
What kind of stuff are you... What, like, really rude stuff?
Not, like, really rude, sort of cheeky.
A cheeky rude. But you should, surely you should write it on your enemies.
No, not, no, you write really rude stuff on them, like abusive stuff on
yeah.
them.
Yeah, oh, okay. But so how come you've got a postcode pen?
I gave them out at my school.
Really? Well, recently?
No. When I was at school, when people kept getting mobile phones, they said, everyone gets a pen, write on your stuff with it, and then if it gets stolen, we won't ever be able to find it because they won't ever show up.
Yeah.
It's down...
It does seem like a ridiculous system having a postcode pen.
It's a little bit stupid.
But so do you still use yours now for your clubbing activities?
It ran out a little while ago, but I use it when I sort of went out once or twice. It was quite funny.
James, thank you for that. It was quite funny. Maybe you had to be there. Is Bill's joke acceptable?
I can't hear a word he says.
Not you, someone who works here, please.
Oh.
Emma?
No,
Alex?
I think.
No.
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah.
We can't listen to your joke.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll come back. That's fine. Oh, he admits defeat. We'll come back and find out if Bill has anything useful to say after this. It's a quarter to ten. Oh, sweet. Will, is this your last gig for the night?
Yeah,
it is.
It's
a good feeling, isn't it?
Home after that.
Lovely. Let's have the show, please, sir.
Cider. Thank you very much. If you're heading onto the trains, just had an update through, actually, quite a bit happening now. There are delays of an hour on First Great Western, Virgin, Heathrow Connect, Heathrow Express and Southern services at the moment this evening because of a derailed freight train just near to Ealing Broadway. So that's causing delays of an hour. If you're heading further afield, Virgin Southwest, First Great Western trains are suspended by Basingstoke because of a separate incident there. Docklands Light Rail Way suspended between Cross Harbour and Lewisham because of an incident at Cutty Sark. On the Underground, there are just delays on the Circle Line anti-clockwise. Also, you're having to wait a little bit longer for Metropolitan and Piccadilly Line services as well. That's all following earlier signal failure. As for the roads in Catford, Barring Road is closed both ways because of an incident between Chinbrook Road and Launcelot Road. Also, the A5 Edgware Road is closed both ways between the Marylebone Flyover and the junction with Hall Road just before you get to Maida Vale Tube. That's because of a burst water main there. And in Stoke Newington, temporary lights up and working on the A10 Stamford Hill. That's at the junction with Manor Road. In East Ham, there are temporary lights on High Street North at the junction with Plashett Grove as well to look out for. LBC 97.3 Travel News. You have further updates coming up throughout the night.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. This week on Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
You're on the radio, Rebecca.
Hello there, Nick. Hello. I'm fuming here.
I've got you as Rebecca and Bracknell.
Now we're just having a conversation.
If I meet you in Marks and Spencer's or the pub,
I don't come in and say, what about Europe? 0873921777.
Your morning exchange with Hank Potts, although funny, is a bit of a farce. I still think your show is great and my TV set's never on in the mornings. We've tried all this hippie tree-hugging crap and we've got nowhere. Let's start locking these kids up.
So what will happen next week? Listen Monday morning from 7. Nick Ferrari at breakfast. LBC 97.3.
At Homebase, there's 20% off selected furniture, and we've now taken an extra 10% off. But hurry, this offer must end Monday. Homebase, make a house a home.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's good evening.
Okay, right. So, I've heard the joke, and we are allowed... Bill!
Yeah?
Let's... Okay, everybody, are we ready? We're going to hear the joke. Let's hear Bill's joke.
How do you make a nun laugh?
I don't know, Bill. How do you
make her in a river?
throw her in a river.
Yeah.
And how does that make her laugh?
It's a miracle.
It's what? It's a miracle. That's not what you told me earlier. You've changed it.
No, but
well done, Bill. You wrote that yourself, did you?
Yeah.
You should write that down and put it in a book.
I know. Yeah. I could make money out of that.
You could make a lot of money out of that. Bill, was there another point to your call?
Yeah, there's two points, or brilliant. two conversations, or whatever you would like to call it.
Can we have them at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tie in. You know the show in The Chemist, yeah?
Can you sing it?
Yeah. All right, then. You ready?
Yeah.
I went into the chemist the other day to pick up my acne cream, but the lady was taking all day, so I sat on the only chair. And then an old lady came in and she turned at me, and I got scared, so I stood up and let her have the seat. And then when I went to the bus stop, I saw Nick Ferrari and he burned a fob.
All right, okay, Bill, so that's okay, we've got that. What was the other point?
It was about what do you think Nick Ferrari's fast? Oh,
for God's sakes. No, you can't do that. Naughty. Jim.
Hello? Hello?
Hello,
Jim. Watashi wa Jim Desu from Beckenham.
You don't say Desu, you say Des. You don't pronounce the... Watashi wa Ian Des. Dozo Yoroshiku.
Wow, you're good.
I'm good at saying, my name's Ian, pleased to meet you. Yes, I'm good at saying that. I'm not good at anything else in the Japanese language.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, how do you feel about wearing wet clothes?
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, see, I don't mind. My friend, I washed she put a blouse in and I hung it up, but I forgot to hang it up soon enough, so when she wanted to put it on, it was still damp.
Yeah.
But I don't mind wearing wet clothes.
No, I don't like it. Have you ever worn wet underpants? Wet because they've not dried properly?
No.
It's horrible. It is horrible.
I know when you have, if you still keep them on in the shower, it's horrible, if you get caught in the rain...
Why would you do that?
Well, you know, sometimes you go in the shower with some of your clothes on.
No, never. What? No, never.
Well, sometimes in the heat of the moment.
Oh, you're talking about...
Right. Well, in the heat of the moment. But the point is...
You can only fit one person in my shower.
Even when you even when the bedclothes aren't quite... You know, when you've washed them?
Yeah.
And rather than get another set out, you think...
Well, no, I always get another set out. I take one set off, put it in the washing machine, then put a new set on.
Well, normally I would do that, but sometimes... I just think, oh, well, these are all right, they're dry enough, and I put them on.
No.
But they could still be slightly damp, but I don't mind that because the body heat dries them out.
You can't, no, they don't. You can't, that means the mattress is going to get damp and mouldy.
Well,
you can't put wet bed clothes on the bed. What?
An electric blanket. Did you know?
You can't put wet sheets on an electric blanket, it'll blow up.
No, that's nonsense. Listen, did you know... In the average British bed, this is a fact.
There's like a billion bugs, yes.
No, there's 7 pints of liquid water.
No, there's not.
Yes,
there's
that's
7 pints of water.
Everybody in Britain has arthritis because the beds are so damp.
There's 7 pints of water in a bed.
Of moisture.
Where?
It's just in it.
No, there's not in it.
And so if you put an electric blanket, I never turn my electric blanket off because it keeps the bed dry. And so I never get arthritis.
Al Gore would have your guts for garters.
Well, it only costs about tuppence a night.
What's a good name for a show? Gore's Guts for Garters.
Al Gore got... What was it he got? He got a... No, he got an Oscar. No, what was it he got?
He got the Nobel Peace Prize. The best prize you can win in the world.
And wasn't it proved that he was talking a lot of nonsense?
Well, if you listen to Talk Sport and read the Daily Mail, then yes, it was proved, but I don't know if he was.
So anyway, you don't like wet clothes?
No, sir.
So I've lost my argument then.
Yes, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Habiba.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Habiba.
First of all, I just wanted to say that conversation about the tea... what are they called? Lap tables.
The what?
From Robert Dias that you had with Sifu just had me in absolute...
Oh, he's good, Sifu, isn't he? I love him.
Oh, he's absolutely brilliant. Right, other thing is, that other bloke you just spoke to, he better not ever wash it in his hands, because if you wash and dry your hands, you can get arthritis like that as well.
You can't... Hang on, what's all this... We've got a lot of elderly people... No, we've got no elderly people listening to this show, but you can't... You can't get arthritis from washing your hands.
No, my mum's got arthritis, and if you are constantly washing and drying your hands,
No.
Okay. Yes.
No.
Why do you think they tell you to put rubber gloves on?
Why do you call it arthritis?
No, it could be rheumatoid.
But it's not arthritis, it's arthritis.
Arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis.
You're saying arthritis.
Arthritis.
You're saying Arthur.
Arthritis.
That's better, arthritis.
Right,
but you can't get it from washing your hands, Abiba. That's a nonsense.
Oh, no, not from washing your hands, but if you're constantly...
Well, you just said from washing your hands. You said it. You said it.
Washing your hands and drying them.
You said it.
Right, well, maybe a doctor could ring in and confirm that washing and drying your hands constantly is not very good. Don't have your hands constantly in water, it isn't.
Well, no, washing your hands and having your hands constantly in water, two very, very different things.
Ring up and shut you up. But the other thing is,
yes,
about funerals.
Yes.
A lot of people film them, and the reason is, if there's family in other parts of the world that can't make it to the funeral... They have a video of it.
I'd rather have someone phone up and cry down the phone to me than watch the video of a funeral that I couldn't make.
No, I would never watch a video of a funeral, but we have it regularly where people would ask us, can we film this, can we film that? So film whatever you want.
Oh.
Well, it's their last one, if that's what they want
to do. If that's what they want to do, if that makes it easier for them, then they can do it.
That's absolutely right.
Habiba, thank you for that.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of InsideTrack's customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from InsideTrack. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy-to-let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Jim Davis is up in a few minutes, which is all very, very exciting. They're busy getting ready next door. Andrew.
Gilly.
Oh, I nearly belched then. I do apologise. How rude of me. Yes, Andrew.
That's okay. You know your security marker pen?
Yes.
Forget that.
Go on.
Have you not heard of smart water?
Smart water?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it sounds good. What's so smart about it?
Well, you put it on the same way as like you do a marker pen. You paint it on your property.
Right.
But it doesn't just mark your property.
Yeah,
if somebody nicks it, it gets transferred onto them.
Oh. But can it ever come off?
From what I've read, it lasts. It can't be washed off. And it lasts for up to 120 years.
Smart wall. But then how... But then, Andrew, I ask you this question, sir.
Yeah, go on, then.
What if you get it on you?
Well, I own the property.
But you've got the smart water on you.
You registered with the smart water.
I don't want if I want my property marked and I want it safe, but I don't want to get smart water on me.
But your smart water is like a DNA. It's registered to you.
But I don't want it on me.
Well, it's only you put it under an ultraviolet light.
Yeah, but I don't want to be permanently tarted up. That's not the right word at all, is it?
Well, no.
I don't want to have a permanent smart water mark on me.
Why not? It'd be cool.
Well, no, it wouldn't be cool.
You can go to this guy's flat and look at the ultraviolet light and say, look at this. Yeah.
Oh, I'm playing the wrong song and this one's got swearing in. Hang on a second. Oh, flipping heck. Oh, no.
What?
I'm playing the wrong song for the music at the end and now all the timing's out. It's got... This is it. Right. Well, Andrew, thank you for smart water.
You're welcome.
Good lad. Right. Oh, this may overrun now. We'll see. We'll see what happens. If you missed the show today, it sounded like this.
Cardi!
By trying to get half an hour radio just out of the word swap. Spell swap.
S-W-A-P.
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 S-W-A-P. I have an LLB with honours. First class. Good evening.
Love comes in many guises, my friend.
You know, Peter, you're Peter Adinoff.
Let's find London's noisiest eater. didn't really take off that one.
I've got a 1988 copy of a Barry Manilow live at Albert Hall LP, and I was wondering if Kathy would swap it with me for dinner one evening, because I think she's lovely and priceless.
What?
Oh, Howard.
How do you make a nun laugh?
I was talking to the producer, and he said to me,
"Boy, them me name Ronnie Corbett, me gonna bring out other Ronnie Corbett, we're gonna have lots of joke and fun tonight and ting, bruh."
That's genius. Stick that up your backside, Newton. There we go, that's lovely. I've got 34 seconds on this, I don't mind. Let's quickly just take this one. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's Alan from Devon here.
Hello, Alan.
I'd like to say that the man that was on the radio just a moment ago said some things. He said that there was no old people listening, but I'd like to say that I'm an old person.
I can tell.
I've got rheumatoid arthritis, so...
Did you get it from washing?
Well, I do wash, yes, because because otherwise I'll be a smelly old man. I don't want to... I've got enough problem with young people these days.
Alan, thank you very much for the best call of the night. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Lady Alex. Don't turn up again, mate.
I work here.
You're not welcome. Jim Davis is up next. Clyde Ball's on Sunday. I'm back on Monday. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, unofficial postal strikes could continue despite High Court ban. Londoners warned there could be more floods in the future, and Al Gore rewarded for his noble efforts. It's 10 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis.